Okay, we left it off on Chaf Zayin on the day.
What?
Let's review a little bit. Tonight's year is dedicated in memory of Reb Zero Berakish, who's the archdeacon of this tonight, or this week. Tonight. We learned the Gemara last week. We have to review a little bit in order to pick up. The Gemara had, the Mishnah had a machloket of Yehuda and Chachamim. What is the Zman? What is the end of Zman Mincha? And the Meir, when is the beginning of the Zman Meir? That's the Pashup Shat. Brayman has some different interpretations. But the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that according to Yehuda, that you can only daven Mincha up until the last hour and a quarter, up until Tzaga Mincha. That's the beginning of Zman Meir. That's what they said on the first day. That's the beginning of Zman Meir. That's the beginning of Zman Kriyash Kashal Laila. That's the Tzaga Chiri and that's the first time around. And the Rosh that agrees with that type, he says, no, it's not true. According to Rav Yehuda, you can daven Shemoneh Esrei of Meiris after Tzaga Mincha, the last hour and a half of the day when the sun is still shining. Kriyashma has to be b'shach b'chav k'necho, not yet Zman Shchiva. You can say Shemoneh Esrei, but you have to recite Kriyashma with the prophet later. Right, so that's a machlokes. And in the community today, they daven in summertime, they daven Meir Buru. So most of the community, they follow Tzaga. They do say Kriyashma with the prophet, but then the Chayesh is going to shita Tzarosh, and they repeat again Kriyashma later. So there was a machlokes hatanya. So Rav Yehuda said you can only daven mincha up until the last hour and a quarter before the night plaga mincha, and then starting from plaga mincha on is Nizman HaMayrus. And Rabbanim say no, Nizman HaMincha is up until Tzof HaYom, let's say Shkia. The Rabbi Yehuda said up until Shkia, and then right away begins Nizman HaMayrus. So how do we task him? So strange, the Mishnah we discussed last week, unless the Mishnah does not quote. We have in the last line of the Mishnah in parentheses, Rav Yehuda has Zayin Shoyt. And Taisi says that that's a mistake, that doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Why doesn't it belong in the Mishnah? Because we know that we don't pass it like Rav Yehuda. So Rebbe didn't quote Rav Yehuda. So how come Rebbe quoted Rav Yehuda's opinion by Shacharit? Because we do pass it like Rav Yehuda by Shacharit. It's more than all around the Kavosa. There's a Mishnah in Adias, where Rav Yehuda's opinion is quoted that the Selfman Shacharit is Dalet Shoyt. So Rav Yehuda's opinion is quoted there, so that's Tavar Allah. So what was Mincha? The Mishnah quotes Rav Yehuda's opinion by Mincha. So does that indicate that we talk to like Rav Yehuda by Mincha? Or does it indicate that it's optional? It indicates something. You can't just say, Yochad Brah Malacha Kirabim, and we're going to ignore Rav Yehuda because the Mishnah wouldn't have quoted his opinion at all. Like by most of the Mishnah doesn't quote it too. The Gemara said, yeah, that's the Maskana. So all the Tzimah Rabban, the Dovah Tzimah Rabban, because there's no Maskana. There's no Maskana that has to be the Paschim like Rav Yehuda, the Paschim like Rav Yehuda. So it's optional. The Vot says that it's optional. So the Gemara says that Rav, though they shall shout in their shout. So we learned last week, the Pashta seems to be that all week long, it sounds like Rav observed the Midas Hasidus. See, we're always Dabin Yinche before the Flag and Yinche Dab Meyers at Yetanach. It's a 10 o'clock minion, whatever, he would daven Meir with a 10 o'clock minion, the base manager would daven Mincha at the 3:30 minion every day. So he never got involved in this issue. Whether in the last hour and a quarter is Zman Mincha Zman Meir. On the Erev Shabbos, he wanted to be Moishe to the Chol on the Kodesh. So the way to be Moishe, so you could either say, Harei Mekabal Alay Kedusha Sayyai, Harei Mekabal Alay Tosefes Kedusha Shabbos, or you can be Mekabal Tosefes Shabbos by doing a Moishe Shabbos. They say, by davening Tzilas Meir. And the Gemara says later on, there's a mitzvah in Atari to recite Kiddush. Kiddush on Shabbos and mitzvah in Atari. So the Gemara says, the mitzvah in Atari is when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you yoytze. The fact that we recite Kiddush ala yayin, the Rambam says that that's only with the Rabbonim, ala kot. The different opinion is on the Shemoneh Esrei, but it's not true that Kiddush even ala yayin is in Atari. But in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Rambam, that in Atari only Kiddush b'dvarim is their Eitze. And the fact that we enhance the Kiddush by reciting it as a brach ala kot, that idea is only the Rabbanah. Fine. So reciting the Shemoneh Esrei of Leil Shabbos is a form of Kiddush. So clearly it's not some davening Meir. But it's also a mitzvah kedushas hayom, a mitzvah kedush. So Rav wants to enhance his kabbalah from Sefer Shabbos. Last time I sang here in the kabbalah kedushas hayom a half an hour before, he wanted to have ma'ariv, the shmoneh of a ma'ariv, a shul a ma'ariv shabbos. What? So Rav has that practice, and he's once davening in shul, and his own talmid, Rav Yumei Barabba, his former talmid who had already outgrown him and became the talmid cover of Rav, his talmid was davening the bracha de shmoneh esrei mincha. Right behind him. He was davening. It was the last hour and a quarter. And the Talmud felt that halacha is like the Chachamim. He can daven in for the last hour and a quarter. Rav obviously felt. All because he couldn't tell what his shita was, because he would be machmahim, machmaher. And on Friday night, he wanted to be makabel for Sefer Shabbos like that. Ma'aseh Shabbos, so he would recite the Shmoneh Esrei early. So this is...
The
whole shul is davening mincha, maybe. Yeah, it looks like the whole shul is davening mincha, and the Rav wants to daven ma'ariv in order to be ma'aseh mechayav al ha'chodesh. So after Rav finishes the Shmoneh Esrei, they ask him, "Mi badlet? Did you abstain from halacha?" That's what we had. Problems last year. So first we translated one way, then after we finished learning, we came to the realization you got to translate differently. This is a big issue. Big issue. The issue has a long arithmetic with a basis and it's not clear. But last week we learned the Gemara, so we finally came like this. Originally we said, Mibatlis, did you decide to be Mikabal for Sefer Shabbos? Then we learned more, we said, no. Mibatlis means, are you forbidden now to do Malacha? Just because you daven Ma'ariv, Rav Tzolish Kol Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, are you forbidden to daven? Let's say, he's afraid he won't get a minyan later on. Let's say in the summertime, in the shul where I daven, they daven early, and there is no late minyan. So I want to daven to the tzibah, so I'll daven my ribs with them early. I haven't did nothing in the Kabbalah times of Shabbos. And I'll still ride around in my car, and I'll still do malach. You're not allowed to do malach after the tzibah is in the Kabbalah Shabbos. So let's say there's human yonim in the community. All right, so let me daven. The other minyan, I don't like the way they daven. They daven better over here. I like the chazam and the choir and the shulman and whatever. For some reason or another, why I want to dab my head, I don't want to be mekabel to Sefer Shabbos. I don't know. So that's how, so last week we came to the realization.
The women make it when they venture up.
So that's what we said. If the woman benches lichtes and machloikes between the Baal HaLachas Gedolus and the other Rishon, Baal HaLachas Gedolus says, when she benches licht, that's a Maisa Shabbos. Is a Shabbos you can ma'ase, and once you did a ma'ase shal Shabbos, it's a tasev on Shabbos bal karcha. It's a kabbalah tasev Shabbos bal karcha. The other Rishonim disagree, but the pashtus is they disagree because they hold hadlakas neir Shabbos. It's not a ma'ase Shabbos. It's a ma'ase erev Shabbos. It's a achana that you do in advance of Shabbos. Why you say lahadlik neir shal Shabbos? Lahadlik neir shal Shabbos. What's it then? You modeling there, it's in advance of Shabbos. Yeah, you cook the shalot, you cook the soup, you vacuum the floor, you do a lot of things, yeah? You do a lot of things on Erev Shabbos, but that's not a Maita Shabbos. That's a Maita Erev Shabbos, it's a Erev Shabbos, you got on the Lakam Chan. That's the Machlaik is the Bahad and the other Rishonim, but in principle, all the other Rishonim do agree with the Bahad, that if you do a Maita Shabbos, it's a Kabbalah for Seder Shabbos Bal Korchei. And that's really the Gemara in Erev in Daf Mem Amud Beis. It says on the left-hand side, this story, is quoted in Erev and Minimum Base. The Gemara says there like this. It's a local amite. What if, so how do we pass him? Sorry, let's go back. When you bench there, how do we pass him?
Three sheaves.
Right, they're three sheaves. So how do we pass him a local amite? So look how clear the proper thing is to be choishes for the sheep of Sabahag. And that, all the way. The Bahag holds that it's a Kabbalah for the whole family, for the whole family, all of the Abayas. All those who are Yotze with our books. So that part, we're not even Machmer Lachatzila for that. But we're sort of Machmer Lachatzila for the middle sheet, that it's Kabbalah for the Shabbos Bar Korcha for the woman who's doing the Abayas, she's doing the Maitre Shabbos. So it's not really right that she should do Malach afterwards. She shouldn't really make it tonight. It's not really right. If you have a shot at Chag, she has to go to the mikveh. Oh, right, it's a shot at Chag. She wants to daven in shul. I mean, it's too far to walk. She has to go by car. So it's a big shot at Chag. So then the post can say, we're makel, because mikra is in, we really don't hold like the bar. But if there's no shot at Chag, the problem thing is, really to be makel like the bar. So what happens? No, No, if the minig always is that the women are mekabel, even if you hold not like the Baal, the minig is that the women are mekabel Shabbos when they bench lir. So if the mekabel Shabbos when they bench lir, then the post can come up with the Rishon came up with the Chumra. That can you first say the bracha and then do the hadlaka. When you say the bracha, so you're ready to mekabel Shabbos. So you should first do the hadlaka and then light the king. So very, you should first do the hadlaka and then say the bracha. So Shver, the whole thing is very short. We keep Reagan on the bottom of the page, on the Arachayim, on the Julia, on the Arachayim, yes, the Kashi doesn't understand. Let's say, what do you mean? The reciting of the Drach is going to be the Kabbalah, the Sefer Shabbos, and that will prohibit her from lighting the candles. And so what do? So you light the candles. And say the lighting of the first candle prohibits you. Let's say a woman has many children, and she benches according to how many children she has. So once she lights the first two candles, she's going to be ready to have lakas on earth. Once she lights one, also going to have lakas. So how is she allowed to light the rest of the candles? You should say when she lit the first two. That's what Rebbe Kevaker asked. Why should you assume that the reciting of the bracha is the Kabbalah of the Shabbos? Don't put the hadlok is. So the answer is no. When you finish doing the whole mitzvah, that's the Kabbalah of the Shabbos. So he doesn't understand what's the difference when you say the bracha first. The bracha at the end. The Kabbalah of the Shabbos is when you all finish. That's the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Machad, of course, says, no? Yantav is the Machlekes. We mentioned Yantav is the Machlekes. In the Hadamah to the Prisha, the Prisha, the commentary on the bottom of the tour, is written by the same author as the Sna, the Bishur Bal Kakoyim. So the son of the author, the son of the Sna, wrote a Hadamah. In the Hadamah he mentions how wonderful his mother was, also his father, he wrote a series, and his mother was a great tzaddikin, and a chachoma, and a little medes, and he writes different chachmas that she had. So one of the chachmas was this original Kiddush, that on Yom Tov, since his number lost at the light merits on Yom Tov, so it doesn't make any sense to be medactic doctor to light the candles first, and then to say the bracha later. So his mother held that you first say, I will not see us like normal. For on Yom Tov, you first say the bracha, unless this year is Yom Tov Shchadi is B'Shabbos, so then it's the same. But if it's normal Yom Tov, not Yom Tov Shchadi is B'Shabbos, so even if you are Mekabel Yom Tov, so what? You're permitted to do Malach. So the Magen Avraham quotes that the son of the Sma says about his mother, how intelligent she was, and how she understood the Minhagim, and it's only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. The Magen Avraham attacks her, and he says, Ein Chachma L'Nosh, Ein Chachma L'Nisha, Ella V'Polach. So she should have stuck to knitting and knitting. She shouldn't pass in any shyness, and he says, it's the Lois with Rabbana. And other folks would say, no, that the Eish of Tachma is right, that the Magen Avraham is wrong. That it is. It's not a Lois with Rabbana. Who made the Takon over here? Some minig that they have, that Yechosh is, that maybe it's considered a Kabbalah to serve a Shabbos with the reciting of the Brachos. On Yom Tov is not a Prat. They're different in Hogan. On Yom Tov, they're different in Hogan. Don't follow the Magen Avraham, and must follow Mrs. Katz, the Sma's wife. They think the Sma's mother, not the Sma's mother, the Sma's son is writing about his mother, who was the wife of the Rishon Prishon, Hakdamah to the Prishon. So let's get back again. So the Pashup Shat is, the Pashup Shat, the Gemara there has like this, the Gemara in Erev and Afamenu Day. What if many women have a minig that when they bench lift the Yom Tov, they say Shechiyon and B'Shat Hadlokas Aleihem? Mikir Adin, you don't have to. Mikir Adin, the Gemara says that you can say Shechiyon any time. Shechiyon and Rafiru Bashuk, you can say while you're walking in the street, also has nothing to do with Kiddush. But the Gemara says in the end of Sotim that if you're saying Kiddush, if you plan to say Kiddush al Akkad anyway, and if you will save your Shechiyon until you recite the Kiddush al Akkad, it certainly will be in hand. It'll be a mochosh v'brocha, it's the same thing v'brocha to say Shechiyon al Akkad and it's time to say Shechiyon shel al Akkad. So that's why our practice is that we save up the Shechiyon to recite it al Yayin. So that's what the Rabbi Yankis ended, another point out that the meaning that the women have, that they recite Shechiyon when they bench lift. And Erev Yom Tov is really a difficult thing. If the husband can also say Shechiyon when he's in shul, on his way home, whenever he wants, but we choose not to, because we enhance the chashivas of the Shechiyon bracha by having it recited al akos. So why should the women lose that opportunity? Why should they say Shechiyon by hadlokah and be yoked to them? They should really do like the men. Wait till the kiddush to enhance it. So some later achrayim want to say, no, the women are mechuyav to say Shechiyon twice. There's one let's say, when you blow to your shayfah, they say Shechiyon. When you read Nikri Megillah, you say Shechiyon. the Shekhyan of Tzvi HaShoker is in addition to the Shekhyan on Yom Tov. You say Shekhyan on Leil Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah, and then you say Shekhyan again in connection with the Shoker. Or the Tiglath Lubav. Yeah, the Shekhyan is in connection with the Mitzvah. So that's what some want to say. No, the Rabbi Yankee Shem, there's a made mistake. There's one Shekhyan of Tzvi HaShoker, they haven't benched it since Leil Yom Tov. That was a long time ago. I think Neshal Yom Tov. Neshal Shabbos every week. You don't get so excited. A mitzvah that comes so often, you make silver every day, you don't say shachyano every day, you're so excited. And this is what came yesterday, so I'm not so excited. Here, shachyano is once a year, so why do you say shachyano? What about the Hanuk Neshal Yantif that comes 5 times a year? I don't know, 7 times a year. This goes more, 10 times a year. Not really, no. The Shach in Yerideh, the Sim in Yotef, the Sim in the Berachas Hashchita, quotes that Machlokes. The Rambam's opinion, and the prophet says that the first time in your life that you do Kisui Adam, or the first time in your life that you do a mitzvah, you have to recite Shachyana. And the Shach says, we don't pass like that. You don't say Shachyana the first time. Let's say, you go there and say, Machlokes Chumas Maitre is the first time in your life. But some folks can say that you say Shachyana like the Rambam, but most don't have that prayer. Most people don't say Shachyana. First time in your life, a pocket to bracha puts on shul. But we don't pass on that, you say Shechel. You don't follow the Ramah. Pass this, you don't follow the Ramah. Okay. Yeah, so that's the Shaila. So some want to say that the woman has to say Shechelanu. Not that they're saying the young, the bigger Shechelanu, the Havdana. That they're saying it to the Shach HaZlokas HaMeiris. No! They have to say Shechyanu in conjunction with the Mitzvah of HaZlokas HaMeiris. And then later when the husband says the Kiddush, that's not a Shechyanu, that's the Shechyanu over the Simchas Yom Tov, that the women need both Shechyanu. And most of the Poskim hold, I think that that's not, I think that's 2 pages, Frank writes on that. There's no point that that's not correct, that the Tosh of Shat is like Rabbi Yanke Zen. You're not always wrong. Sometimes I'm going to tell you that the Pasha Pshat is that the Shachyana that the women say when they bench lift is the Shachyana over Yantif, and it's really not such a proper minute to say Shachyana over the Neiris. They should really wait to say the Shachyana over the Kiddush. So those women have that minute, have the minute. Whoever doesn't have the minute, so we say they shouldn't adopt that minute. It's not a minute that one should go out of his way to adopt. So what, they didn't let that woman, her mother used to say Shachyana when she benched her, so that's what she wants to do. She's going to say Shachyana also when she benches her. So let's say she wants to say bench Nechta Nehrad Yom Kippur and say Shachyana and make it tonight that she's going to drive to Shul. Can you do that? So that's the Mefurishi Gemara and Erev and Daphnem and Aleph that doesn't work. One to say Shachyana, so the Gemara says that's the Kabbalah, so that is Yom Tov Kofar. How did the Gemara get that? So the Gemara proved it from this story. The Rav Golishal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, Rav Dav Meir of Early, and the Talmud, his former Talmud, who's in Rabbi Meir Barabbi, Esther, Mibadlis, and the Pashup Shat, and that's Gemara, you see the famous, the Pashup Shat, Mibadlis, means, are you forbidden to do Malacha? Must you abstain from Malacha? So he said, and Badilma, yes, I'm forbidden to do Malacha. Why? Because when you daven Shabbos Zikish Manetrik from Meirev, that's Kiddush. Shabbos Zikish Manetrik is Meirev, but it's also Kiddush. And he did a Maisa Shabbos, a Shabbos Zikish Manetrik. So if you do a Shabbos Zikish Manetrik on Erev Shabbos, that's a Kabbalah, so it's never Shabbos Balkar for Shalom. So who has a Nami? If you say Shechyanu, you can't say Shechyanu in advance of Yom Tov. Shechyanu is decided on Yom Tov. That's the Pashat Shabbat in that Gemara. That the Mi Badlis means, are you clear to observe Shabbos?
The Shabbos comes out
from
the Shabbos.
She says, Shabbos is not the Shabbos. Are they separate, and you can in the Kabbalah one without the other, and Shabbos without Yom, Yom without Shabbos, or should we say that they blend in together? So that's a Shaila, that's the filter that I'm going to have. And some hold that they both blend in together.
Doesn't the Rambam hold that for separate is always on Yom Kippur?
The Rambam holds that the obligation to be Moshe Mechol Al HaKodesh, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that says, has a discussion of Tosef Shabbos. So the Rambam's stuck is that only Tosef Yom Kippur is a Chiyah Menatayr. The Shaila is, so you're not Mechuyah, to be Moisif on the other Shabbat, what does he do? So there are three different sheets in Achrayim. The Rambam is very unclear. The Friday have 3 days. What is the Rambam Shita about Tosefta Shabbos and Yom Tov in general? You're not Mechuyev, the Rambam Shita is not Mechuyev, but what would he say if you want Moshe to Zitzchal? So some are trying to understand. But it's Rambam and Tosefta. No, the Rambam holds you only Mechuyev, but he needs a Chayim Kirer, but if you accept it, then it's Chalm and Tosefta. I'll just say no, Mechuyev, it's not even Chal. Rambam the Rabbanim is Chal. And a big Shita in Achrayim is, it's not even Chal and the Rabbanim. The Zon is the Zon. That's 3 Shitas within the Rambam. The other Rishonim don't hold like the Rambam. On our daf, there's a Rabbeinu Yoima where he speaks about, where he gives a famous moshe, and Shulchanot, they quote Rabbeinu Yoima's moshe. Says the din is, when the farmer has two and Eretz Yisrael, he has several, that is mafesh shumah, maizeh rishon, maizeh sheni. So how much are you mafesh from maizeh rishon? 10%? No more, no less, that's the 10%. How much is maizeh sheni? 10% of what's left. 10% of what's left. How much do you have to be mafesh to begin with, the shumah b'dayla? So the Gemara says, Minas, or Chita, Achas. So there it is, Kolak, we can take one kernel of grain for a whole silo full, a whole barn full of devil. But with the Rabbanim, they said that that's not proper. You should either give 1 out of 40, or 1 out of 50, or 1 out of 60. And Adam Bainan, he always gives 1 out of 50. So the 1 out of 50 that you give is way more than Chita, Achas, which is Pateras, Kolak, Ri. So is that Chaman HaTayra, or is that Chaman HaRabbanim? It's been Chaman HaTayra. So that's what Rabbeinu Yehuda is Marshall. He says, in the Hazorah, you can be mafresh for truma, anything from Mashu, up until, but not including. You can't be mafresh 100%. Because it says, I used to call Gorna Truma, like, Lord, because you need ratios, says Shareh on the card, you have to leave something over. So you can be mafresh anywhere from between Mashu and 99%. 99.99%. You can't be mafresh everything. And whatever you mafresh, that's going to be chal. So he says the same is true regarding Tosefta Shabbos. There's a certain period of time, earlier than that zman, you can't be makabel Tosefta Shabbos even if you try. And if you wait till late, then you didn't have it. You could just wait till Bein HaShemashes. Then you won't make the mechayel al HaKadosh at all. And within that time, you have any amount that you choose to be made if the Tosefta will be chal. That's the mashal that Rabbeinu Yehuda gives. But in the Rambam, it's a big machleket in some hall that according to the Rambam, only Tosefta Yom Kippur is obligatory and the rest are not obligatory. So some say it's not even Chal Midrabbanan. Some say no, it's not Chal Midrabbanan, but Midrabbanan is Chal. And others say no, but it's Chal Midrabbanan. Three different sheets is exactly what the Rambam has. So getting back again, this is clear again. This is clear from the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem on the day. He said if you do Amayt the Shabbos in advance of Shabbos, namely, you recite Shech Yonah. That's Amayt Yonah, not Amayt Yonah, it's Shabbos. You recite Shech Yonah. The Gemara there is talking about Erevin and Kippur. If you recite, the Gemara there is, why don't they recite Shech Yonah and Erevin and Kippur? Because Shech Yonah and Shul, everybody says together, right after Kolminus. The Gemara is, why don't you recite Shech Yonah while of course, in order to enhance the Hashidus of the Shech Yonah? So the Gemara says, because what will you accomplish by saying Allah Kaz, who's going to drink it? You didn't come to Hashidus. I give it to a little child who doesn't know anything about anything. The Gemara says, we're afraid to remember as a child he used to give him the wine. Allah Kaz will grow up, he'll think that he can drink the wine even after Bar Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Say Shech Yonah on Erev Yom Kippur and drink the Kaz. And then the Mekabel says, that's Yom Kippur afterwards. As much as he can't do that. If you're going to say Shech Yonah and Erev Yom Kippur, the minute you say Shech Yonah, you're mechuyev to observe it becomes Yom Kippur because my Rav, Davin, Rav, Kodesh, Hashem, Zerah, Shabbos, and the Talmud asked him, me Badlin, and he said, yes, in Badilna, so that proves this point. That is one, what's the connection? So the connection is obvious. So when you did a Maitre Shabbos, it's Kabbalah, so it's Erev Shabbos, and that's exactly where the Bahad got it from. With Bahag make it up from sin here? No, it's based on that Gemara in Erevin and this Gemara over here, except the Bahag's point was disputed by the other Rishonim. They held that I'd lock us on there. It says, I'm right to Erev Shabbos. Where's that said it's a Maitre Shabbos? Just because you mentioned the word Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos in the Nusra Hadrocha doesn't make it into a Maitre Shabbos. That's the dispute. But in principle, there is such a claw. So now come on. So Rav, how do we want to say that Rav used to daven Myra's early on Friday evening in order that his Kabbalah Tosefta Shabbos should be in the form of doing a Maitre Shabbos, not to say hidden the Kabbalah like Tosefta Yom Shel Shabbos. So it's not shaila. What if a person doesn't say he's in the Kabbalah? He just makes up his mind, his shayla is bin melacha. Now Shabbos goes to shul, he's all dressed, he sits down at shul half an hour before they start davening, and he starts saying Shri Hashem, and he starts doing Mavi Sedra. Let's say he did that minta early, if you recover for seven Shabbos, then you have to go to daven early. That's the primogodim that Rebbe Kadegas is taught. So let's say he already davened in so early in the office, and then he comes, he's making a chokhodesh, but he never said the tear, hit him a couple like a dish of sayyari, hit him a couple like a seven Shabbos. It's just knowing the dish of there. So there's a Mishnah Berurah, it has a strange lashon. Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber quotes the lashon from the Rabbi Yonah, that you have an amount of time. If you want, you can make all of it to seven Shabbos. If you want, you can make a little bit, any way you want. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Yonah b'seh, and he should say explicitly, pronounce with his lips, that he's Mechaber for seven Shabbos. So some of the recently Mechaber point out, that the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that you need to come here b'seh. What's up, come here b'seh? Why should he out there first? He didn't let there, that he need never speak to Shomer Levati this first time. So the Taz brother says not to him. Taz quotes a Lavush. The Kabbalah says that the Shabbos is meeting let there. And Lavush even goes so far as to say that he can have Hathoris and Burr. A person is Makabal to set the Shabbos, and then later on he sees that he got into big trouble. No, then his wife starts screaming, hey, you didn't fix the light, you didn't put the flap, you didn't put on the cap, why are you leaving me off? So you see, he made a mistake, he shouldn't have been the Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos. Can he make our Tosef Mazorim on the Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos in order to undo it? So the Lavush says that, yeah. Lavush. It's going to come out that it's going to become my Shabbos. But even if it is Shabbos, the Tzara HaShabbos, you're allowed to. If that person took a neder, nothing to pay it. And then he has Shalmant on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says on the last day of Shabbos that you can be Matir Nidram Shem Tzara HaShabbos. So you're allowed. So you're allowed to be Matir.
Would he have to also, did you tell that way, assuming that his family does it like that? The minute in the family, he's done it several times. That way, that's a good counter. If the office comes out, if there's trouble, get something done, Kabbalah Shabbos is true. Really? He's done it several times now.
Does it become binding that he's always in the place too?
It would be Mishpacha, like Mishpacha takes on himself to take some Kabbalah Shabbos early.
Yeah, there's such a thing. There's a private minute, there's a Mishpacha minute, community minute.
So we wouldn't have to say, we have to stay in school about the
the Mishnah Berurah seems as if that so someone has said Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos needs a mirror. So if you have a minute tzayis to be mekabel tzayis Shabbos early, it's not kabel automatically. It's binding that you should be mekabel b'teh every week. But it's questionable whether that's correct. The Pashup Shat is that the Levush is a Shver or Levush. Pashup Shat is that the Sefer Shabbos is Alfi Pashut is not based on a Neder. Levush holds like the Levush. The Taj goes to Levush. You can even count the Sefer Shabbos of Gabi half of the Malavas and not the Gabi of all the Malavas. That's how the Taj goes to Levush. You can make a Taurus and Dorm. Mamash on Neder. But the Pashup Shat is that it's not so. The Pashup Shat is that the Rasa Reshik said, you know it, you should say yoy. You sit down and show this in Malacha. So that's your Kabbalah for seven Shabbos. You don't need a mirror. Well, he passed it. It's not me, didn't you? Yeah, you don't need a mirror.
Yeah. That's what somebody goes to school and
the green
toilet
is important. Yeah.
So then he doesn't have to say anything.
And he had in mind. Started eating on
And
then he finishes off breakfast on Shabbos. Okay.
Does he say
Yahweh Yahweh
in his benches or
to the same observation? No. Alpitas says Yahweh Yahweh. And then he ate his eyes on Shabbos also. So the Pashto says that you say both. Yeah. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achayim that you can't have time to the Shabbos. But the mini garden is not so that you do say both.
It is, when you say you need some kind of a flyer or some kind of a mirror, if you become a shabbos.
That's the shabbos. It sounds like he says like that.
At the end, when you say you're going out of shabbos?
Oh, that's his type. Yes, the shabbos, you don't need. Yeah. So why should he say in the beginning of shabbos? The pashtus is not. The nachamal. So the Gemara has that law, that Rav davened Myriv early, and that was his, and he was obligated to observe for seven Shabbos, and that's going on. That's what he is. Me, Badlus, I'm going to end by doing it. I am now forbidden to do Malach. Why? Because he wanted to be mekabel tasev shem. That's what it means. He wanted to be mekabel tasev shem. That's why. And what if he was that married and he wouldn't want to be mekabel tasev shabbos? So the Gemara errs in his mashma that he can't do that. Thank the Gemara Akasha. Umi Badil, is that true that once you daven ma'ariv Shabbos, the Gemara on Erev Shabbos, you have to observe till Sefer Shabbos? V'amar Abavim Pamach Tispalu Rebbe Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yudah Nasi once daven ma'ariv early and then it's down a quarter, I guess. And Nichnas L'merchus V'yotza V'shanu Afir Vaday L'chashecha. And the sun was still shining and he did a melacha. He went into the Beit HaMerchus. So you see, Rebbe wanted to daven early, but he didn't want to stay up till late. So he didn't want to go to shul late or whatever. So he daven Ma'ariv Mabal Yom, like Rabbi Yudah Shita told the Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, they have to plug him in. And he went and he did a melacha. So you see that it's not a Shal Shabbos Shabbos Bal Korcha. Everything in my name. That was Hahu, the Ichnas La'aziva Kadim Gzerah. That was in the middle of making the Gzerahs. When they were instituting the Gzerahs Abalon, and they can have a lot of days and half water, the first they made one level of Gzerah, then it wasn't enough, then they made another level, then they added some more, then it took off a little bit. They kept on touching it up. So that Maitre Shahariah was in the middle stages, before they prohibited La'aziah. Yeah. The Rebbe didn't really go into the Beit HaMerchus to bathe, he went in just La'aziah. Fine. Fekti Gemara Kashif. Amy, still Vaita Shreya, you're telling me that whenever you daven Ma'ariv, or whenever you say Shachyanu, the Gemara says the same thing in Erev and Daphnet. Whenever you say Shachyanu of Yontif and Erev Yontif, or whenever you daven Ma'ariv, it's a Kabbalah, so that the Shabbos of Kabbalah says that it's Yontif Bal Korchoi. It's a Ma'ariv Shabbos and a Ma'ariv Yontif, and you have to abstain. Break the Gemara, Bahabai, Shoyle, the Rabdini, Babi Boy, the Kabruye, Saleh. What happened? What was the Ma'ariv Shoyle? You daven Ma'ariv early. Rashi adds on the Achashe, his power shall Shabbos bear Shabbos. Otherwise, there's no Kashe. There was this person, Rabdini Barbi Boy, Davin Meyer early, and then he asked Hashayla, and Abai Fatim is committed to do a malacha. What exactly is Kabruye? Sale, a basket? Rashi says, La Ashen Oisam de Gofris. That's a malacha, I'm the second one. They used to hold the kalim on top of incense that was burning on the fire, and the aroma, the fragrant aroma, would go into the kalim. And it would be more pleasant to use those kalim on Shabbos. So that's a b'china of misakin mar. I don't know, I'm not there, but there are bar mitzvah, some kind of misakin mar. I don't know of anything that's exactly. Back then we had something that's a little similar. That the Gemara has it in it, from the Shulchan Aruch, that a person is not permitted, a woman, a man is not permitted to put perfume on the begot. Molid reyach in the beged is an issur mitzvah b'anam misakin mar. That's because you're enhancing and improving the chshivas of the beged by putting in there. So the Gemara correct Akasha that this person of Din by the way daven Ma'ariv early on Friday afternoon and Abayi allowed him to do a malacha. So you see that just because he daven Ma'ariv it's not a Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos Bal Korchoi, and the Gemara Hahuta Usa Havoi. What does that mean? Look, Rashi says, let you call the Sefer Shabbos Mishas Tfilah. He died. It was a mistake. It was all a mistake of a Yom HaMunahoy. This fellow, this Rabdini Bali boy, he wasn't interested in being the Kabbalah of Sefer Shabbos. One day he made a mistake. Hey, Rabbis, it was cloudy. He didn't listen to the news and hear that it was going to rain. And he thought that it's dark. I think it's down. And it's down probably be Yechidus. It was down in the show. You see, it's not down. It's down Yechidus. He thought it's time for Meir. He was not from the Machmirim that he's making the Kabbalah of Sefer Shabbos. Dan Meir, then the son came out and he went to ask his local Orthodox rabbi, made a mistake, rabbi. Dan Meir, early, was the din. The rabbi told him it's the Kabbalah of Sefer Shabbos, the Shabbos Batoi, so it's not Kabbalah. So what's it like with the Meir? Does he have to daven again? It doesn't appear that that was a mistake. It appears that Rebbe knew. It appears that Rebbe knew what was happening. What was Rav? Rav told us for Shabbos Shabbos. That was a mistake. No. Rav knew. It sounds like there was a standard. The Peladik is the Rashash. The Peladik is Rashi and Erezim. And Daphne on page where Rashi quotes the Gemara, Rav Tovah Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, it was a Yom HaMe'unah. And Rav made a mistake. That's not the Pashat Shad in the Gemara. Pashat Shad is in Farkir. If it would have been by mistake, then it's Torah. So the Pashat Shad is Rashi. It's Tashner Rashi. The Pashat Shad is, but if you're Moshe Mechor Ola Kodesh Vitoah, the Tashner Shabbos is not Chal. Pashat Shad in the Gemara. So what's like with the Meiris? Again, what's like with Rav Dini Bar Livoi? came home, he got news in the office, he came home, and he thought he has all the time in the world, and then he sees that it's dark, it's the Yom HaMura. And he didn't realize that it's the Yom HaMura, he thought that it's after the Shkia, I think it's Am Meirev.
Why should it be Amara?
Huh? But when did he die? Was it after Plag HaMincha, before Plag HaMincha? If it's before Plag HaMincha, there's nothing to discuss. Before Plag HaMincha, no one holds. But if it's after Plag HaMincha, and it didn't, Dabit Kemar Rabbi. If you choose to daven like Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven.
He didn't choose.
He made a mistake. He never davened Myra's early. He's not in the early bird catching the worm.
What if it's an after Plag HaMincha? Why is it holding him?
Well, how is it after Plag HaMincha? So if he davened Myra, so let him be after Myra.
The Gemara doesn't tell you whether
you're
it or not.
So far the Gemara doesn't say what's the story with the Myra, what it is Bala Boy. Right, we're going to in a minute, we're going to learn the next Gemara. So far Rabbi Bali Boy, Abai just told you Kabbalah says that the Shabbos was the Toys, and Toys is the other place. That's it. But he didn't say yet when you have to dab Myra over again. No, whatever you do the Toys is not Chal. Whatever you do the Toys is not Chal. You cook part of the Chal of the Toys. Like they make the Toys Akam, yes. Yeah. You cook part of the Chal, the Toys Akam is moving. The Chal don't need dab. They say it's the Kashi, they promise. They say it's Nibamas on that say that I'm also Zavashen Shalosh. So if a toy comes into my house, and you make it part of the Chalas, I say that it's Muda, Eid HaMoshe Zavashen Shalosh. The Seis says the only time you apply the Klal of Eid HaMoshe Zavashen Shalosh is when you need Das Adam. When you only Das, that's it. Shach Lava Rizor. What's the Lea Kabbalah says Zev Shach says to be Midaito. So if he made a mistake, he didn't really intend to be Moshe Mokoy Lava Kodesh. And that's so far back. He didn't need an hour before the Shkia. He thought that he thought that it was after the Shkia already. So since he didn't mean it, says not. So the Shabbos is what's with Myra. So far you don't know. The next line, we'll find out. So the more effect, Akasha, Vitalus and the Hajra, is that so? That whenever the Kabbalah says that the Shabbos is Vitalus, it's not Chal, it's a normal. So far the Gemara is very normal. The Gemara didn't say anything unreasonable yet. The next line is the next piece of Gemara is very complicated. Greg the Gemara, is that so? The Tohus and Mihadra, you mean if a person is Mokabal Tosef Shabbat, it's an error, it's not Chal. That's what we would have also liked that. Greg the Gemara, but it's a Maisa Shoya Faker, Tom or Abidon. Abidon was the Gabbai of Rabbanos. Morning about myself stories. It was Rebbe's Gabbai. Ah, Machat, Mishkasha, Shemaim Bo'ovim. It was very cloudy on Shabbos afternoon. Kisurim ha'om loy ma'achah sheikhohu. The Oilam thought that it's Tosha Kechovim. Nach, that Motoy Shabbos. Nich, Mesul Abay Taknesses. This Paul Shal Motoy Shabbos, the Shabbos. In error. In error. They thought it was Motoy Shabbos. They didn't have any clock. If they would have had a clock, I'll watch. They couldn't make a mistake. They didn't have a clock. And then the response was, Abay Zohar Chambo. So the cloud went away and the sun was shining, so they realized that it's still Shabbos and made a mistake. Well, Paul Vishal, who asked Rebbe, came here for Shiloh. What's the Shiloh? Are they allowed to do Malacha?
They wanted Shiloh
to Marvish. Oh. So the Shiloh, Taisha says on Amid Allah. If you hold like a Yudah that you can not marry the Esper Shlag of Mincha, does that mean that you're not allowed to do Malacha the last hour and a quarter on Friday afternoon? Of course not. He just says you can not marry then. He didn't say you have to abstain from Malacha. He agreed to Malacha. Shoshin is... Before the Rosh Moshe, it's a little too long. That if you all like reputers that after Plag HaMincha, you can daven Myra, means that the hour and a quarter of Shabbos afternoon, you can do Malacha. Of course not. He didn't say anything. Reputer Shita doesn't affect the Zmanim of Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. We know what the Zidim is. Rosh Moshe is in the Sefer Chavim and Vada Yom. We know the Zidim. So what was the Shabbos that the Balabatim asked Rebbe? By mistake, they thought it was Rosh Shabbos, so they davened Myra early. And then the sun was shining. So the Shaila was not whether they permitted to do Malacha. Shaila was, do they have to daven Myra over again? Do they have to daven Myra? The goal of the Shaila is ready to be on ready to pass him up. The Shaila is Shaila. Up you daven to your Yaitu. So that's Akash. Kashanua. Kashanua. Was it Akashan? Abaye was a Shaila with a Tosef and Shabbat. Yeah, by the Shiloh was with a Tosef and Shabbos is called. This Rabbi Bali Boy davened by mistake on Friday evening early.
within the last hour and a quarter. Just said, no, the Rabbi Balivoy Shaila was, am I permitted to do Malacha or not? Why he said, the Kabbalah says, Seven Shabbos was the third. So you're allowed to do Malacha. And now the Gemara is talking about Myra. I would also say, hold this Shaila, of course you hear it say Myra. Why not? The Gemara said it on an hour. The Gemara said, he'll hold it. What do you want to say? How should we do it? Like a marble. Dove a camaro. If one do like Rabbi Yehuda, do like Rabbi Yehuda. One do like the Rabbanim, do like the Rabbanim. So, well, obviously this Kehele always did like the Rabbanim. They never did like Rabbi Yehuda. But what if the Yehuda, they'll do like Rabbi Yehuda? By mistake, they died in my room. So did the Yehuda start home? So of course you get to the marriage. What's the show there? So what's the Gemara's kasha then? But since Rebbe Paskin, that if you daven Ma'ariv early, you yoytze Ma'ariv, you yoytze the Shmonei Esrei Ma'ariv, even though you daven by mistake, you thought that it's after Tzeit HaKochovim. And by mistake you daven after Plaga Mincha, you yoytze Ma'ariv. What's the Hiddush? I don't know. Of course you yoytze Ma'ariv, why not? But if it would have been Erev Shabbos, the Rebbe would also say, that you yoytze Ma'ariv. If you yoytze Ma'ariv, the Ma'ariv is Shabbos, it should be a Kabbalah, so Sefer Shabbos, Lav Korcho.
But the system is just comes on the locha. You can say one thing is happening, you're happening early, you're happening late, 5 minutes, and then they're on Moshe Shabbos. Let's say somebody's happening Moshe Shabbos, 5 minutes early. Say Ma'ariv.
The Malacha is a Malacha. That has nothing to do with that. That's what Rav says. In Basil, he said, yeah. But what was the Morris Kasha over here?
This he didn't accept
upon the Shabbos. No. Kasha is the reverse. Rebbe Paskin. Rebbe Paskin is an elementary Tzakluch. Yes, so what was the seer between Rebbe's Tzak and Abaye? What was the Kasha? If you all like Rebbe, that you really meant to daven Ma'ariv late. You thought you have to take the Kehav Ma'amitai Shabbos. No, Ma'amitai Shabbos. They thought it was Ma'amitai Shabbos, and they davened have to take the Kehav, and then it turned out the sun is still shining. They made a mistake. The Rebbe said, but you don't say Ma'ariv. Why not? You offered to my Rebbe. If you do it like Rebbe, you certainly write to B'di Evan. Even if you want to do it like Rebbe, you can do it like Rebbe. So B'di Evan is certainly good. But the Gemara says that this is Akasha and Abai. What does it have to do with Abai? If that's true, then the same should be true on Erev Shabbos. Then whoever davened, the same story with Rabbini Bar, whoever he was, Rabbini Bar before, he thought it was late on Friday night, and it was really the sun was still shining. So he davened Ma'ariv by mistake early. So Rebbe was talking, he doesn't have to repeat Ma'ariv. So now you have a kasha. If Rebbe would be there, he would have told the Bala Bas he doesn't have to repeat Ma'ariv. So if you yoytze Ma'ariv, and the Ma'ariv is the Shabbos, you can Ma'ariv is the Ma'ariv Shabbos. So Shadir Chabot says that the Shabbos is called Korachor. Let's say the woman mentions this on Erev Yontan, and she says Shech Yonah, and she makes a T'nai, and I don't want to be Mekabel Yontan. She didn't want to be Mekabel Yontan, but she said Shech Yonah. So then we tell her, sorry lady, you said Shech Yonah. Doesn't matter what you want. So that was in Mo'ez Kasha. They daven Rabbini by Bivoy, daven Ma'ariv early by mistake. So what's the thing? Yoytze Ma'ariv. We say sorry, even though your Kabbalah says Sefer Shabbos was an error, but still you're stuck. It's the Kabbalah says Sefer Shabbos, but that's the Gemara's Kasha. So that's the Kasha, that's what Tosfos. Tosfos says, Dibah Amas Lahoyo. They're explaining, what's the Kasha? Well, the Hispalamu, so what does it got to do with the Malacha? The Tosfos says, Pachanami Neima, Le'er Lechumre, Amai, sorry, Le'er. It doesn't really explain it. Let me say, Rashi gives a different shot. Where did Rashi say a different shot? Same thing. Rashi is very straight. What's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos? What did Rashi say that's different from Tosfos? So he says, no, Rashi said that it was Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos says, no, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. Same thing. Tosfos says, Mashon says, this Tosfos Hayel is the Shitasim on Amid Aleph that they said on the bottom. This has nothing to do with the Sefer Shabbos. The Sefer Shabbos has a shiur, but it's not a brotah shiur by the Kolkach. You don't need an hour and a quarter for the Sefer Shabbos. Here the Maisa Shai was, he's davening Mincha, he's davening Meirev, an hour before the shiur. An hour before, that's way before the Sefer Shabbos. So the Mashal says, that's what Taisus is checking Rashi, or the Kunt is Tirish B'Panim Achir, but the major difference, the Rashi says Taisus Shabbos, and Taisus says Kabbalah Shabbos. Came out the same thing. In the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya has such a chilek in Kabbalah Shabbos and Tasev Shabbos, a very shverer work. You know, the Yehuda has also the Dogon Levav on the side of the Arachim, also a work like that. Very shverer, he doesn't have, they don't have it on this Rashi in Taisus. Some of such strange Taisus, but they say Rashi has a different shot. From the summer, that's what Taisus is driving at. This is the Kasha. Since Rebbe would say that he has the Meirin, the Meirin, on Friday night, because I'm right, the Shabbos, because of Kiddush, so should be a Kabbalah still there for Shabbos. Baal Korcha, even though he didn't want it, not going to buy Paskin, but since it's the choice, it's not Chal. Sorry. It's like the woman of Bench Dicht and Shetet Shetel, and that she's stuck, even though she didn't really mean to become. That was the Gemara's Kasha, but to this, so if that's the Kasha, what's the Sarah? And then the Gemara, Shaini, Tzibur, the Lai, Mashrechim, and Lohu.
I want to make him come over here.
The Minyan would have davened early on Friday evening thinking that it's Friday night. Then we would have said that Yaitse the Tzibur.
And the Shabbos.
What would we say in the Davin Malachi? What would we say? So that's the Malachi Sari Shein. That's the Malachi Sari
Shein.
So the Shilta Gibarim on the side of the Riz, close to the name of the Riyaz, that since Shaini Tzibur, the Lai Matrichin and Lohu, since it's the Tzibur and the one wants to be Matrichin, that they should have to Davin over again, so we say that the Yaitse Shman Esrei, but they can only be Yaitse Shman Esrei if the Shabbos is Chal. So they're stuck. So we tell them, we give them a break. We'll give you a break, but you don't have to jump higher of order, but you're all stuck. You don't have to observe Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any more, because when they find out they have another hour to go, they'll ski it. So that's how we give our and read the Gemara. We give them a break and we say they don't have to go higher again, but in order to give them that break, we have to tell them the good news that they have to stay from Lord. But if it's a private person who's davening, where is this? It's on page 36. On page Yud Ches on the base, in the document there is. So there is, of course, part of the Gemara. After all, it's all Shabbos, Baruch Shabbos on the Baal HaMor on the bottom of the page, right? On the Baal Shal Shabbos, Baruch Shabbos, in the last hour and a quarter, the Baal HaMor on the bottom has. On the Baal Shal Shabbos, Baruch Shabbos, Yachad, as we show it, Kosta Revi'a, he doesn't mind if after the Plag HaMincha in the last hour and a quarter of Friday afternoon, Tzorach Lifish Mumalacha, you have to abstain from Malacha, that's what Rav said. Nibad is sent in Badilma.
Yes.
I am forbidden to do Malacha. That's what it says. He, Yomalei Rebbe, hear me, Yomalei Rav, Nibad, but Yomalei in Badilma. And if he made a mistake, and if the person thought that it says a Kachom already Friday night, like the story Rav, Nibad, he thought that it was late, and he came out that the sun was still shining. And if he thought it was late, the Torah is his power of Yom. Ain a Tzorach Lifrosh, he does not have to abstain from Malach, that's what Rabbi Paskin. Showing another Kabri Sali, Chosel of Malach, and he's permitted to do Malach, and what was the Meirev? 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 What was the Yochid Hadra? You can't say that he's Yotzei Meirev and the Kabbalah says that Shabbat not Kabbalah. That's the time to the Kabbalah. You can't say because the Meirev is Kiddush. How can he say? So you tell him, since the Kabbalah says that Shabbat was an error, then you tell him you have to die Meirev earlier. Let's say, we'll tell this woman, the woman bench this and she says she wants to do Malacha. But then we tell her, sorry, you say Shachyaru, so it's Tosef Shabbat, Tosef Shabbat, whether you like it or not. Yes. And if she says, no, that can't be, I didn't mean it at all. Okay, so I made a mistake. You have to say, okay, you really didn't mean it at all. That would say your Tosef is Yom Tov is not Chal, and your Shachyana is a Dokul Atol. But you can't have both. You can't have the Yom Tov the Shachyana, and the Kabbalah Tosef is Yom Tov is not Chal. That's the time for the
Tosef.
Oh, and the Tzibur, if it would have been, late, Myers on Friday afternoon in the last hour of the quarter, thinking that it's Eftanach, it was cloudy, and you thought that it was late. And if it was the Berabim, the next line on the Balamor, the fourth line on the first column. There, Rabin, it would have been a whole minion. Loi Hadra, we would not require of them that they should receive Myra. But that's Ba'adi Nili, Lachlo Mispalo, the Lai Machachina Sibur. You don't require of them that they should daven over the Shmon Ezra. But we give them a break. But you say, we give you a break, but this break means that you all forbidden to do Malacha. What kind of a break is that? So he says, Ba'adi Nili, they don't to daven over again. Abel Mehed and Malacha. But to say that it's a malacha, of course not. Loishna Yachim, Loishna Tzibur, Kalech, the Tov, Kabbalah Shabbat, the Tov, and the Kabbalah. So that's the Tav in the Tav, so that's the Kula that we'll make up for a Tzibur, because Davin Ma'av is only the Rabbanon, Davin Ma'av is only the Rabbanon. So we'll make up, we say that the Tzibur doesn't have to Dav Ma'av go over again.
Shabbat, just like Nebi said on Shabbat afternoon.
That if they were daven Myers early thinking that it's late, they were yoytzei, so the same would be true if they would have daven Myers early on Friday, they would have also been yoytzei, but we would say that there's no Kabbalah to send Shabbat. And on the side of the daf, on the side, in the ois hei, in the shilte Hagi Borim, he quotes Lashon Riyad. There's a Tekus Riz, Al Hashav, there was an Italian Rishon. Rabbeinu Yishai is a traveler.
Yeah.
And this is the Riyaz was the grandson of the Tosfos Reed. He's called the Rabbeinu. He's named after the grandfather, Rabbeinu Yishai Achron Zal. He's the Rabbeinu Yishai. There's another Riyaz, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ozarua. That's a different region. He lived in Vienna. He's from the Balei HaTosfos. There's a Shach in Yerudei sometimes. You have a spear between the Riyaz and the Riyaz. They say that there are two people with the same Rashi Tosfos. This is Rabbeinu Yishai Achron Zal, the Erikol of the Rabbeinu Yishai HaRishon, the grandson of the Tosfos Reed. And the other one is Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ozarua, the different one. So here, the Bishul Tegibar quotes very often from the Riyaz. Now recently they printed the Pesim Reed with the Riyaz. They have all the originals of this. And Eric is told, they keep on printing all these sheets for you. So yeah, he even disagrees with the Balamor. He says, when we give the Tibur a break, and we tell them that if you daven Myrav by mistake early, on Erev Shabbos, if the plug is, you don't have to daven over again, the break involves the chumrah, that they don't have to melacha for the next hour. All the people in the Yom Shabbos, because you can't have a time for the Shabbos. That's what he writes. I'm a Stalf, you don't have a Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, we're both Yom, the Yom, the Shor, the Yom, the last hour in the corner, if the plug is in chumrah. Daven Myrav by mistake, before plug on the chumrah, it's late in the late night, the Shabbos writes, and Hilchot Shabbos, nothing to discuss. Then for sure you have to daven over again. The Homer Duber only is. Yes, that's his mind. The Homer Duber only is. He davened Myra within the last hour and a quarter. Since the person knows what he's doing and intentionally, he davened Myra early. And that's about Yus Malach. I hope he's Shuhu Yom Gomor. That's what Rav said. In Badilna. I just didn't do Malach. Why? Because he should cut people all up. Oh, our Shabbat. There's except the Shabbat. And not only is he forbidden to do Malach as they're right there. He's forbidden to do even malachas from the Rabbanos, and he's even forbidden to violate Zeres. One could have made a distinction. One could have said, yeah, I'm not going to go to Lechalek and say, no, if you only malachas are Rasa, but Zeres may be a Mutter, places in Megillah, affect Akasha, places in Megillah, asks Akasha, how do we have to practice the Blo Shaifer on Mitzvah Yom Kippur before we say Atachayim Antonis? We're Moshe Zechayim Alakadish, so you daven Meir until say Atachayim Antonis. We still have the Kedusha Tayyam of Yom Kippur. The basis answer is that since it's only Chof Moreh Malacha, Tanish Gesala. So what does that teretz mean? Then the Shul is Vigyan Shlomer of Shlomer of Vilna, the Zion of Vilna, the one who has the Haaretz on the Shas, writes that from that basis we can postulate a rule that during the period of Tosef, the Shabbos, it's only forbidden to do Malachas, and things that are only Gzeres are permissible. Here, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Rebbe Yash is pointing out, the Pashup Shat in this Gemara broke a Tashpah Shat. It's not so. The Gemara says, Rab Dabin, Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, Rebbe Dabin early, and it was Mekabah Shabbos early, and if it would have been La'acha Shigosu Al-Azim, it would have been forbidden La'azir, but it's quite in there and there, before they make that aspect of the Gzeir. But you see, that's the reason, you see from the Gemara, Rav Fidu Likarna Samecha, Tzach HaFi Shizu Medivei Seifrim, Rav Shashu Medivei Seifrim, it's only a Malacha, it's not even a Malacha Medivei Rabbana, it's only a Gzeir, and it's still also during this Manah from Sefer Shabbos. Achid, it's not like a Shlomo Rodomo, what is it going to do with that Gemara? I don't know. Pashup Shat on that Gemara is like that, that La'azir is also his Manah. Now he has the in his follow the Torah, and if he got Myris early in Eric, he goes. Shinnish Kashra Shamay the Ovim, it was a cloudy day. Lucas over and he thought you might love his follow Larvis, he got Myris. Yahakah, Zaha Hashem, and then the sun shines again, and he realized that he made a mistake in davening early. I raised a mutabatis, Malach, the Chosim is called to a Sabbath Hakah. Now, the Yimachib, so far he said the same as the Ramavoy, just said the Gemara. Now comes the punchline. The Yimachib is followed with the Torah. What if the Ninyan David, early thinking that it was late, all the Hispalu and Hispalu, should Tareach Lohem Letzibah Lach to the Hispalu, the Asurim, the Asiyas Malach. We give them a break, but we don't allow it. We give them a break that they don't have to David Al-Marib, but the break means that they forbid for the Malach. So that's the machlokes between the Riyaz and against the Balamor. Yeah, most of the Rishon say like the Balamor, though. That here we do allow the Tareach. Different thing where it makes Malach. No, not Lachatzkina. The Gemara says here that following Rav Yudah's opinion, one is permitted to daven Rav daven Rav Tzol Shal Shabbos Ve'er Shabbos. Then the Gemara says there was another Amira who daven Shal Matzai Shabbos to Shabbos. The Tzitzit says that's only the Shas Atzkak Godel. If you don't have a big Shas Atzkak, then you're not allowed. That's what Tzitzit says over here. Tzol Shal Matzai Shabbos to Shabbos. The next says, Tzol Shal Matzai Shabbos on that Chav Zayin on the day. The next tickle of the Gemara says that. Into the wide lines. The Gemara says you're permitted around the six wide lines. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Mistam Lodim Shal Matzai Shabbos to Shabbos. The Yom Havdol Al HaKos. You can dive in the Vach and Tiki Shmon Ezra Matzai Shabbos late on Shabbos afternoon in the left hour and a quarter and you say Atta Chanan Tono. And then you can say Havdol Al HaKos because you don't get that summon. You can't have Shabbos there. You can't say Bar Yari Eish, that's a special Vach and that's only on Matzai Shabbos. But you say Bar Yari Eish, and I'm after the Kodesh Mahal. Obviously, you're not permitted to do malacha. The sun is still shining. You have to wait till after Tzeis HaShachavit. The Torah says, and not Myrith, and you can be Yotze HaVdolah. The Tzeis says, Yesh Leimah, that it's only to have a Tzorach Mitzvah, because of Kacha, some pressing need. The Vadai Tzeis says, the Vadai Tzorach Lahayt Mechal Allah Kodesh Diyaraisa. It's a Chazina Tzorach Shabbat. How can you think that it's, of course, they said, it's not permissible to have Tzorach to have Myrith early or to say HaVdolah early in Bodlo. Because you have to have those separate shots. So that's what I think is
right. If
you
tell them, if you can't make it
now, then I'm still keeping shots. Because it's not here, I'm telling you this. What is this stretching phase? What are they talking about? I'm going to go to the Rebbe's Tisha until 1 o'clock at night. What has it got to do? I want to daven Myra now in the last hour and a quarter, and I want to say Havdalah, and then I want to go to the Shabbos with this Tish, and I want to hear the Torah, and I'm going to stay from the Malacha for another 6 hours. How does that prevent me from having those separate shots? Mani Shmi Teisa Lassina. Teisa said already on Amaralis, even if you all like Rebuta, that the last hour and a quarter of the day is no longer the Zman HaMincha, and it's already the Zman HaMayrit, Rebuta never said that you forbid to do Moloch on Erev Shabbat the last hour and a quarter, and he would never say that you permitted to do Moloch on the last hour and a quarter on Shabbat the afternoon. Nobody holds like that. Shabbos and Shabbos, Shabbos both, Erev and Erev, Shmoshes, Teisa Kachos, and Vata Yom, Erev, we all will have the beauty sheet is that davening minchanav has no effect, has no relevance in the Gerut Yisrael Malach. So what does Taisa say over here? That if you hold like Rav Yudah that you can daven Ma'ariv in the last hour and a quarter, So if you zap Myra's on Matzoi, on late on Shabbat afternoon, left on the quarter, that's only the Shas HaPchak, because you're supposed to be Matzoi Mechal HaLechaj. It sounds from Tosis as if you zap Myra's an hour before sunset, you can do Melacha already in the last hour.
That's what you're supposed to do. It's a vindication.
You can't do, but you want to have Tosis and Shabbat.
Oh, right, right. It's a vindication that it doesn't want the word Shabbat.
No, but
he has another hour to go.
So then he has another day in Ashloshes to go.
But he can't
stab on Tosis. Oh, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. On the
Slavkash
of the Echreach, you have to say from Tosis. Right. Once you said Abdullah, right in the Bayom, this precludes the fact that prevents you from having the possibility of being much more connected. And what about saying Kiddush early? Let's say Rav Sodesh al Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, and you say Kiddush al Ayay. That's also only the Shas HaTchak. We do it all the time, not in the summer time. That was normal. To dive in, what about saying Kiddush also?
That's adding on yourself. But this is another Erev
Shabbos. It's two different things. Right. So the Pashup Shas from Taishas is... The only thing that Taisi said in Shas HaTzak of the Malka Mitzvah is only to daven, Meirev, and Tzoyzik, Matzoy Shabbatik, and Meirev on Shabbat afternoon, the last hour in the quarter. And to say Abdullah, not to say Abdullah HaLakot, just to daven Meirev, daven HaLantonu, that's only the Shas HaTzak of the Malka Mitzvah when there's a pressing consideration because that makes it impossible. You make it impossible to have to say Shabbat. But to daven early, Erev Shabbos, that's perfectly okay. And to say Kiddush early also seems to be perfectly okay. The Goyim in the Bahag, the Rishonim quote, the Bahag says not so. The Bahag and the Tshuva HaGoyim say, not like Tosfos, that it makes it impossible to be Makabel, to be Moshe Mechotos, they say a different word. The normal month of Kiddush is Friday night. The normal month of Abdullah is after Shabbos is over. Then if you'll say Kiddush and go Yom, it'll be some of the Shabbos. But the B'di'evit will be out to the Mitzvah of Kiddush. And if you say Havdolah in the Vod Yom, an hour and a quarter before the Shkir, before the Be'ah Shmashin, the B'di'evit will be out to say the Havdolah. If you say Havdolah at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon, that's too far away. But if you say Havdolah, let's say you didn't say Havdolah, what time is Shabbos over this week? 8:15 or so? Let's say a person has Havdolah at 12 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock at night. He was busy, whatever. What is the Shas HaTzak? It's very late. You have to say Abdullah only the split second when Shabbos is over. You say a few hours later is also good. You say a few hours earlier is also good. You say 1 o'clock in the afternoon is no good. So the Goyim say that this din, that if you say Abdullah a little earlier is good. If you say Kiddush, well, that's only the Yazid. L'chatchila, it's not right. The prophet's man for Kiddush is for Leil Shabbos, not during this man of Tosefta Shabbos, actually the Leil Shabbos. The Prophet's month of Abdullah Lakos is really Matzoi Shabbos. Prophet's month of Abdullah Lakos is really Matzoi Shabbos. Really Matzoi Shabbos. So both of them are just the Shas HaTzak. What could it be the Shas HaTzak? So they more like Tziurim. The Goyim and the Tshuvas, the Bahag and the Goyim and the Tshuvas give you a strange Yechitimtze. Everything is Tzoi HaKol, and there's no minion in his community. So he went to another community to daven, and they daven early there. Sometimes they daven early in Tamar. Listen, so it's a Shas HaTzak. He has no prayer. So he says Kiddush here, and he starts his meal here. I've got Kiddush Malkum Sudan. Starts here, and he has a mind to go there. That's funny, Shas HaTzak. Or let's say he's davening here in this minyan, where he lives, there is no minyan. He's davening in this minyan, and here there's wine. If he's going to go back where he is, there's no wine. And he can't carry the wine because it's still Shabbos. He's going to say, Havdolah Lakos here an hour before Shabbos. Now, before Shabbos, all kinds of Shabbos afternoon. But he's going to go home. He won't be able to say Havdolah Lakos. There is no yayin. So now, Zahir Chetimta, the Shas HaTzak, then we make him to say Kiddush or Havdolah Mabogyom. But normally you shouldn't do it. That's how the great mistake. The Tosfos says, not only talking about Havdolah, that's how it's clear. Why are you talking about Havdolah? Because you make it impossible to have to say the Shas
HaTzak. Why is there a
Balayla, yeah. You don't need Kiddush. It should be more important, he says, it should be more important that the Meir should be.
You don't have to have Kiddush to have Kiddush to shop. It's a man. You don't have to have these
kiddush
to make
the shot. No, but he's asking if the Gaon were worried about kiddush al hayayin that it's not proper to say early, only if it's a shot of kach. So why weren't they worried about davening Maariv? That didn't bother them. Davening Maariv told the Shoshan Zer Shabbos, they did it all the time, it seems like. They did it l'chatzkila. So why is it that we're not worried about davening Maariv early? It's a trick not kasher. Davening Maariv is the kiddush der Reisman. The kiddush al hakos only with the Rabbonah. So why were they more medactic about the kiddush der Rabbonah?
The Gaon
and tells us that Kiddush Al-Kosher is a right, not Kiddush Al-Kosher. The Gaon and the popular sheet among the Gaon was that a Nazir is permitted to drink wine for Kiddush Al-Kosher. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Nazir on Daf Dalet of an Aleph, but the Gemara has an expression, a Nazir is Mushba V'yayimid Mahar Sinai before he accepted the Naziris. He's already Mujdal Yom HaSinai to drink wine for Kiddush and Abdullah. The Naziris was never called on that. He has no right to accept the Naziris to prohibit him from drinking wine. So Taish is there after Kashi. Now it says that you're permitted to drink, no, you're permitted to drink wine. The whole thing is unheard of. But the Rabbi the Talmud Taish says there, no, the Gemara's Lashon should be read to Tliya. The Chibush was the Yom HaSinai. Oh, is there such a thing that he's obligated to not to say Kiddush over wine? No, the whole thing is going to do Rabbanan. That's how the Rabbi Natam reread the Gemara. And he says, Lashon Nozim Mishunah. The text is true. That's a true statement. The different Mishnayos of Shat were edited by different... The Gemara says Rabbi and Rabashi were the ones who were the overall editors. You have sometimes a series. You have an overall editor, but the style is different between one volume and the other, depending on who the author was or who the editor of that volume was. Not all the volumes have the same style. So it happens that Nazir, Tamura is a very different style, Mehila is very different, The most different is Mehila. Tamura is very different, you have a lot of time to explain it. And Lashon Nazir Mishunah, so it says Nazir is also Lashon Nazir Mishunah. But Lashon Nazir is also Mishunah, you have it's a different style of writing from the other volumes of the Shas. So that's what the Rabbi Natan says in Tosfos, that it's Leah. Because the Gaonim, the majority of the Gaonim were of the opinion that Alayayin is their right. You're not Yetzir Kiddush their right. Kiddush B'dvarim is nothing. The only way you Yetzir Kiddush is Daf Kalayayin. Okay, so maybe that's what. Maybe that's why their insistence was so much of the Kiddush Alayayin.
Kiddush is out loud.
Could be. No, the Tehachitz was all Tehachitz. It was Tehachitz, but it was there was only wine over there. There was no wine where the part of the city where he lived, nobody had any wine. Yeah. Let's get back to this Gemara. Yeah, let's get back again. This Gemara, we're not finished yet with this Gemara. It's not an easy Gemara though. Nachamo. The first light from Afkana. The month's life. If a person does on Erev Shabbos and Maisa Shabbos, he says Shechion on Erev Yontus, the Gemara in Erev. Or he says Filat Arish al Shabbos, which is a Kiddush with Gemara. So that's considered a Maisa Shabbos, so that's Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos Bar Kochay. Can you say Shechion
on Erev Yontus? No, the day.
One day inside the Gemara says in Sukkah that when you build your own Sukkah, I just took the Atmo, you say Shachyana when you build it. Like if you build a house, you say Shachyana. If you build a dog house, you don't say Shachyana. If you build a real house, you say you build a Sukkah. But the fact it's not Shachyana on the Mitzvah, Shachyana like Kodesh Kevin Chadoshim, that's how the Rishonim say. But the fact that it's a Sukkah Shalmitzvah makes it that it has a Hashim, it's like building a house, like buying a car. That's what you say, Shech Yonah. The Faithless has one opinion that when you say the Shech Yonah, when you build the Sukkah, that you don't have to say, you don't have to repeat the Shech Yonah in Kiddush. We don't pass on that. But it's more recommend that you shouldn't say Shech Yonah when you build the Sukkah. You should say the Shech Yonah until you say the Kiddush. But what if you did say Shech Yonah when you built the Sukkah? So the Parshat Pshat is not like that day in Faithless. Parshat Pshat, like the other Shem, that you would say the Shech Yonah day. That was a shachyan on Kohen and Kedem Chadash and Gon and Bais Kodesh, and this is a shachyan on Yantar. Tyson has one day like you said, since he built the sukkah in conjunction with the Hachana for the Yantar, so he says the shachyan over the building of the sukkah, the shachyan to the shachyan of the Yantar. The Pashup Shat is that it can't be. Pashup Shat is like this Gemara says an Erezin on that Nenor day. They can only be Yosef Shachyanu if it's recited on the day, on the Yom itself, but the Gemara is like that. If you say it is in advance, it's the Shachyanu is not Chal. Either Shachyanu is not Chal, or if it comes to a set of Yom to Chal Chal, but you can't have 2 days before. Yosef Shachyanu is not Yom, but the Pashup Shat is not on that day. So let's see again, what's blocked in the Gemara? What's blocked in the Gemara? If a person does a Maitre Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, then Rav says, in Badilna, I'm forbidden to do Malach. It's a Kabbalah says Erev Shabbos Bal Kochay. I, what the Balabas did, Rav Dini Balivoy, Davin Myres, and Abai allowed him to do Malach. That was a tough. He didn't have in mind to be. If he would have realized that it's an hour before the Shkia, he wasn't interested in being Maitre Mechal Al Kodesh. So that's when the Kabbalah says Erev Shabbos was not Kochay. I, what you just said, that it's a Kabbalah that says the Shabbos Bal Kochay. We just said it's Bal Kochay. So the answer is, the whole thing was Betoyah. Let's say person davened Betoyah. If he would have realized that by davening Myriz, he gets stuck with Shabbos, he wouldn't have wanted to daven Myriz. He made a mistake that he davened that. Not the Harat on the whole Myriz. But that's what the Matanah Sagmar is, that he wasn't Yetzir Myriz. That he would have to daven off Myriz. So the question is, how did the Gemara prove this? How did the Gemara prove all of this? So the Gemara proved it from quoting Rebbe. What was again the story? Omar Abidam, let's go again, Pamachas, the story of Rebbe with Abidam was on a Matzai Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon. The people thought that if they said, come on Matzai Shabbos, and they all got together and they davened Ma'ariv, then Zoch HaShem, Zoch HaChamo, and the sun was shining, so they realized they davened too early, and they came and they asked Rebbe what to do when we ate the Ma'ariv. But he didn't say, yes, no, because that is my Rebbe, that is my Rebbe. I would have said that also. Without any deep philosophy. You guys are not, because all the time I wrote it. So how did the Gemara prove anything from this? How did the Kasha get off the ground? What's the Kasha over here? Yeah. Robert, come on, Robert. Let's say tonight. Every week when I come to say the Shir, I forgot that we moved the clock. Every week when I come to say the Shir, let's say, I got Myra at 7:10. So tonight, 7:10, I have no minion. How come it's over here? Forgot. So before the Shia, move the clock. So I'm the only one in shul. Everybody missed me. It's like Davin Yechid. It's like Davin Mara at the 7:10. And then I come to the Shia. Then I realize, what do? I Davin Mara. After plug, I'm in. I'm the last hour and a quarter. So what would be the din? Would I be Yechid or not? Yechid. Not this Shiva. Yechid. Middle of the week. Nothing to do with Shabbos. So what would be the
I don't like to be made. I don't like to dab my early.
I thought 7 times we have to say the kachal. I wasn't looking. It was cloudy. I didn't realize that it's before the shkia and I'm doing like a view. So the Magen Avraham says, based on the simple reading of this Gemara, that if you daven Ma'ariv b'yichidus after plaga mincha, thinking that it's after seisa kichom, and if you would have realized that it was before the shkia, you would not have daven. So the Gemara seems to say that only shining tzibur yulei matzichin alahu. But if it would be b'yachid, we would say that it's not yet to come. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. That's what the Magen Avraham says. It's a Philly Floyd. What did he do? What's the mistake? Now look, the other Gemara does not. You want to do like Rebbe Yehuda, you may. So I don't want to do like Rebbe Yehuda. I made a mistake. Let's go again. The Balabatim Davin Ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon. When? Before Plag HaMincha? It doesn't say. Does someone say the Davin before Plag HaMincha? The Beis Yosef says that that can't be. The Beis Yosef says that if they were davening Myra before Plaga Mincha, we could not say Shani Tzibah the Lech Machshavim. Like Zimbal is nothing. So the Beis Yosef writes like that, but that can't be. There are others that don't agree with the Beis Yosef. Some of them don't agree. They say, how can I say before? Then you have to read the whole Gemara. Then really, you have to read these things. Very, very typical Gemara. So let's go like the Beis Yosef says. The Pasha Shadu is talking about Myra after Plaga Mincha. The Rebbe's track is normal. How about it, Ben Yosef? How many years later? Why not? Over tomorrow. So what was the spirit of Abaye? Abaye said it's allowed to do Malacha. Abaye didn't say you have to dot Myra's ruler over. Rashi introduced that. Rashi said, yeah, Rashi said, otherwise there's no kasha. So Rashi said, Rashi said before Ta'usa Hazmori, didn't Rashi go like that? That Rabbini, Barney Boy would have to daven over also. We have to daven over again. How do you see that? Again, how do you, that's the Hechreya from the Gemara, no? That's the, otherwise there wouldn't be any kasha. Otherwise there's no kasha. Why don't you say, if you say Myra, but the Kabbalah says that, that was the story.
I
wanted to davish my essay. Let's say I always davish at the 10 o'clock minyan, and then my watch is stopped, and there's a 9:30 minyan, and I made a mistake and I davished the 9:30 minyan. Then I realized this was the wrong minyan. So you're going to tell me you're not going to Myra?
That's definitely.
How about it here? It's because they're all minions. Oh, there you go. Right. What happened? The what's over here? I wanted to dock and after say Shachar Chavim, which last week was 7:10, and I thought today 7:10. I could have changed so much from one week to the next, and I didn't realize. 7:10 or 6:10. So I dock today 7:10 by mistake. So what's the din? So the Magen Avraham says that you're not Yosef.
Okay.
So you're not Yosef. So the Hogmar would be straight. The only thing is, I feel it's right. Why in the world should you say that you're not Yosef? So that's a teller. We don't really understand the Magen Avraham. So let's try to avoid that Magen Avraham. How can we be Gemara otherwise? So read the Kasha again. So the Gemara quoted the Tzak of Rebbe. Oh, his power is power. So if you see from Rebbe that they...
No,
what was the halos of it? You mean they got the Myra on Shabbat afternoon, even though the sun was still shining, so Shabbat was over?
No, he threw the Shabbat was over. That Myra, he threw the Shabbat to be over with that.
And then they realized the sun is still shining.
Shabbat.
Myra on Friday night, and I'm going to tell you Shabbat has an added Kiddush and Abdullah.
Right.
Like we mentioned that the Balatani writes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav that even though women are not obligated to daven Myra because to establish Rishus, and the Mishnah says the only Andachos that Noshim on the Queen of Infila, that's only Shabbat and Mincha. And Myra is only Rishus, so the women never accepted it, but he says Myra on Friday night, and I'm going to tell you Shabbat. In addition to the Chiyuv b'Taras Davening, the Chiyuv b'Taras Kiddush in Havdalah, and we're not Mechayiv in Kiddush in Havdalah, so the Mechayiv to Daven Midin, and the Mechayiv to Daven Shmonei Shamayim, and Friday night Mitzvah Shabbat. So let's go weiter. So if it's a regular Tuesday afternoon, and I daven at 7:10, thinking it's Seif HaKaram, it's really not, so we don't start with the Magen Avraham. It says there's no reason at all. So we say it's only on Leil Shabbat on the Tzoy Shabbat. So let's go weiter, and what? So they daven Mayrib on Shabbat afternoon, thinking that it's Seif HaKaram, and then they see the sun is shining. Obviously, this was not the end of Shabbat. So therefore, where does that lead you? The Rebbe still has all this on Tuesday afternoon. The bus is, if it would have been a Tuesday afternoon, it'd be Yosef Meir.
Even though this Mara didn't
do it. Why would they also let Rebbe do Yosef Meir?
What's that? If the Ad didn't do what it was supposed to do.
They didn't do it, couldn't do it. They're not going to stop it in the middle of the day. No one knows why they have such a stop.
Because they had a dry air and not separate
it. The before you get to the terrace, I don't understand the kasha yet. What was the kasha? What's the kasha? No, no.
You don't have to daven.
No. Rebbe says you don't daven it. Rebbe says you don't daven it.
Now,
you have to start on Abaye. Abaye said you're permitted to do Malacha, because
if you have a daven again, you don't have to daven. And the Abaye Shabbat, that you daven the Torah, and
the third
Shabbos is not Shabbos,
but it's Pesach. Right, the Kabbalah Shabbos was the
Torah.
But the Ma'ariv is not the Torah, it's the Ma'ariv Yiyot.
According to me, when Ma'ariv has the Torah,
but where did the Gemara, in the Gemara is making that assumption? And the assumption of Akasha. So what, again, what is the assumption? So let's hear again. The assumption is that you see that if you daven Ma'ariv early, thinking that it's late Yiyot, it's a davening. So the same thing on Erev Shabbos, Yeti Davening. So Yeti Davening, so Maite Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos Bal Karchoi. That's the Kasha. So what was the... That was the Kasha. That's how we learned, right. So what would the Tarek be? So why not say... And the Mice of Abaye, by the Mice of Abaye, why did he have to say Shiny Tzibur Dolay Machachin and Gulu? Why did he have to say Tzibur in there?
It's called the Balamar Sarah. Moses told me that Halos and Mars go together. You want to undo the Halos, then you have to undo Mars. The Mars don't stay by itself. Don't stay by itself.
Wait. So let's finish the Gemara. So the Gemara is working on the assumption that when Abaye told the Rabbi Levi Bar-Levi is permitted to do Malacha, he told him also that he has to repeat Ma'ariv. That's the assumption. So the Gemara is, but you see that Rabbi asked him that you why you say
Ma'ariv.
So what exactly is the here is Amatoi Shabbos is not a problem, but an Erev Shabbos is a problem. If Rebbe says, I'm a Tzai Shabbat that you're to Mars, and Erev Shabbat also you're to Ma'ariv, if you're Yosei Ma'ariv, how can it be a Kabbalah for Erev Shabbat Bal Karchoi? So the Gemara says, no, Abaye in his case called the Balabar, so he's not Yosei Ma'ariv. I but Rebbe said, you are Yosei, that's only the Tzibur, right? Why did they have to say that it's only the Tzibur? Say that's I'm a Tzai Shabbat. I'm a Tzai Shabbat, same as any Tuesday afternoon.
It's Kabbalah for Ma'ariv, it works to me that when it's Kabbalah for Ma'ariv, it can't
You have to wait till after Tzaytach comes. So why is that? Why is there a problem on Mitzvah Shabbos? Why did the Gemara ask Akasha for Mitzvah Shabbos there?
So, that's
a bad lachatchila. They just didn't say it's improper to daven lachatchila shel Mitzvah Shabbos b'Shabbos. So we understand that. Okay, lachatchila shouldn't do that. Yeah, but if it happened already, so Rebbe talks to the Yerz, of course the Yerz in Ma'ariv. What's the problem? Like any Tuesday afternoon. I thought it was 7:10 and say to come. I don't know, of course I'm Yerz. Why not?
What if the Rebbe did it?
When is the time to decide? That's what he's saying, right? So the tithe of the tithe, because Leil Shabbos and Matzoi Shabbos, that there's something unique. That the Shemai Hashrei has with the Kiddush and has with the Havdalah. Yeah. So what do you mean? So when he daven Ma'ariv, he thought that that Ma'ariv was going to serve as his Havdalah to break Shabbos. He thought it was daven Ma'ariv to say. He thought that Ma'ariv was going to serve as Havdalah, and it didn't. So he should say it's neither Havdalah nor Ma'ariv. The whole Ma'ariv was the first. The Rebbe says that you split Rebbe said that Myra is like Myra.
That's what he grew up in.
How do they know to ask Kakash on Abaye again? So Abaye just said. You see from Rebbe that he knew.
Abaye
said, okay, it's good.
But Abaye
said
that he was asking
the
Malacha, that means that the
Myra
had no say.
Who said?
Rebbe even said Myra. The other station.
Look, how did you say that? Once you say Myra, or one secretary Yahoo. The youngest, or the Shabbos, comes in.
So again,
you might have said he has to say
my over
again.
Rebbe just says that you split, and that's in contradiction to everything that we said all along. And Badilna, that you can't split. But in Martha, that was a special kula by the people. But normally we wouldn't allow such a kula. That's the fact of the fact. Again, so this is an alternate route, not to learn like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham learned that this din is true on any Tuesday evening. You daven Myra 10 minutes before the shiur, thinking that it's safe to come to Torah. You really didn't want to daven before. You always mafkid to daven Myra bizman. You daven after plug on Musa. So we would have said, Dabit Gemarov, to the end of the course, the din is like refusal. So the Magen Avraham says, no, you see from the Gemara that if you thought that it's the latest man, it's really refusal, you're not going to be here. Another person you find that too difficult. So you're explaining, no, that the Gemara is only talking about the case of a type of disaster. And the type of disaster, you distinguish between people. No, that's only a real Shabbos and a first Shabbos.
How would we read that symbol ahead of Shabbos?
If you daven a Shabbos on Friday night, then you say Shmanesh. But if you daven a Shabbos on Friday afternoon, then these are two Mahalchim in the Gemara. The Magen Avraham Mahalach is very schwer to say that if a person davened on a plane Tuesday afternoon thinking that it's just a safe time, that it's not yet to be the Yevus, because he didn't have in mind, very, very difficult. So that's what others didn't come and say this Mahalach. That it's only a unique consideration to get to Friday night, the Matzoi Shabbos, because the Rav saw that he can't have a type of disaster. The Matzah HaShekel on the bottom of the Magen Avraham in Hilchot Shabbos, when all these Dinim HaKor, Hilchot Nilchamayra, where is it?
He
says, no, the Maitre Shahim was that they got Mincha there within the last hour and a quarter. We didn't have Mincha in the office. We got Mincha in the last hour and a quarter. And then his watch was off and it's cloudy outside and he thought, oh, he can wait 10 minutes. Oh, the time to got Myra to say, but you're him. It turned out that he got Mincha and Myra in the same hour and a quarter. So what's the deal? So he says, so that's what the Gemara says, that even the Nia, that you're not here to say what? You're not here to say what? The second one, the first one, he's having, the first one, he's having, he's having, he's having, he's having, he's having, he's having, but once he's having, he's having, after the plug on Mincha, that you can't have Myra now, But he got man, then he wants to deny the Yaitse Bidi Yevit. But if it's a tzibur, then try and see the delay not tricking on him. But if it be a Yachid, then he wouldn't do the Yaitse Bidi Yevit. There, of course, that's what the Gemara is talking about. We had on the first daf, the Taisus quoted, and Maisim L'Chayyam, that's what they did all the time. They would have after the flag of Mincha and Myrus, before Seita Kechot, before Seita Kechot.
We do those all the
time. Yes, the Taisus says, Rashi Taisus says, how can you do it? So the Rabbeinu Tam, the Taisus says, that David Kamar Rabba, David Kamar Rabba. We daven Mincha in the last hour and a quarter, like the Chachamim. We daven Myrus, before Taisus come like Rabbi Yudah. All of the Shaitan disagree, and he said, Taisus is not, so you can't do it. Rabbeinu Tam is not worried about Taisus is not.
We have more time to see it then.
Okay. Okay. If you stop this and you fall flag my reality, you follow and refute it. But the Master Shekel wants to understand, why does the Gemara say only the Tzibu Yemekel and the Yochid Yeram, then you're not Mekel on board? What did he do? He doesn't marry the Rabbi, thinking that it's safe to come, and it was, and so it's not, so what's the problem? So the Lord Aaron has a Teller de Geshita, the Gennad Yeshan Tuesday night, and we worked out another mile of knowledge, it's only Friday night in Masai Shabbos because the Meir has an added dimension to it, and you can't have sorry to the sons, you can't have one without the other, so that's the Torah, for Dosh Manet is the Torah. Also, it's not so, not so. So you want as a kid? That's the Gemara. Okay. And the third sheet is not a sheet. He says the whole Gemara is talking that they got Mincha Matzah to the within the same hour and quarter. And that's why the Gemara said that only the Tzibur would you be making and the Yochid you wouldn't allow because of the Tzibur. That's how he learns the Gemara is this by Rabbi by Mivoy with Rebbe that there's a problem of davening over versus not davening over, that's only when you have the Tzibur. But lots of daven Meir, if you daven Mincha early, you daven Meir in the last hour and quarter, it's good to get to Meir on Friday night on the Tzibur Shabbat, what's the problem? That's the problem everyone's from. What's there? What's the Yeshua Hashem's about? What's going on? So those are the three Mahalakim in the Gemara. There's a fourth Mahalak also, but that's what they gave to the question. That the mistake was that they got Meir before the Flag HaMincha. So the Tzibu Yemekel and the Tzibu Yemekel and the Yochanan. So that's what the Jesus says, that he's not prepared to accept that. The Jesus says he's not prepared to accept that shot. But the question is, once you reject that shot, so what do you accept? But there are three sheets, the Magen Avraham sheet and the Machta Shekel does like the Magen Avraham, and then the regularly accepted sheet, that's also not so tough. Difficult.
What would be the Tzibur?
Anish Gemara, Taisus has a comment. Shiny Tzibur. What does Taisus say? Shiny Tzibur. That the Tzibur he writes it. Apogav, the Lamot of Zman, even though it's not yet his Zman. The sun is still shining. The sun is still shining. Avgav Lamata's man, Ein Isura Isur Basias Malachis, so the Ibra doesn't need to break that. We're not going to break that to you. It has to be Magia or something. So how do you read it? So what does the Bach say? Ein Isur Basias Malachis Avgav Dissabu Sabu.
No.
What is an Erev
Shabbos? Yeah. That's how different
says. Just like a Matzoi Shabbos, Rebbe Paskin, that the Tzibur, the Maitre that Rebbe was Matzoi Shabbos, when the Gemara made a Tushbel, that the same would have been true on Erev Shabbos, that what? That if it would have been Tzibur, they would not have to daven over. Oh, that's the shaykh. So we had a machloek. Like, is the Baal Hamor or in the Rashbo and the Rosh all say you give them a break that the Yeti davening, but they don't have to abstain from Melacha. And the Shulchan Aruch and quoted from the Riyadh, you have to abstain from Melacha. So that's the shaykh. What does Taisa say? So they say shiny tzibur, and obviously talking about the shifting from the Tzai Shabbat to Ereshav. Shiny tzibur, avagav from the Matas Man.
Aim
again. Ein Isur Basias Malachim Abagav Ditzah Usur. So something has to go. Something has to go, it doesn't reach there. So that's the Machlokes. It says, look in the Mashal. That's the Machlokes. The Taisus means to say like the Riyadh, Even though I forgot to my mother's man, I'm sure about the Yisrael. I forgot to tell the city because they give him a place at the ancient Iris on Friday afternoon, and therefore there are not a lot of people out there. That's the inconsistency. That's the Shulti Gevurim. That's how the Maharshal reads it. The Maharshal says, come on, what are you talking? The Taisa holds like the Shulti Gevurim. Nobody holds like that. The Balabur, the Taisa doesn't need to say Simon's son. You have to be Magia. The Magia then should be normal like the Rosh. That whatever you read is a shver, it's a shver text. Whatever you have a text that doesn't read straight, what do? You look at the text in a rush. It doesn't have this text. It's not from the Bali Hashem. He's right.
Okay.
It doesn't appear not in the Taisha Rosh, not in the Taisha of Yudas Eliyahu. The other Taisha can appear. The Nais and Shalom the Rabba appears. Tzomi Shalom and Tzomi Shabbos the Shabbos appears. However, his Bala, that doesn't appear. These two that don't read straight. Oh, this Bala, doesn't read too smoothly. That the Machlokes Rashi and Taisha says, Kabbalah, he said, Taisha, Rashi says, Taisha, there's a Kabbalah Shabbos. That Taisha that the Mashiach had trouble with doesn't appear in the other Baliyah Taishas. And this one that does reach that, you have to be Magi either one way or the other. Both of these are Gilyamim. That's how the same Shua points out. No. Normally the din would be that since it's Bitoyah, so the Kabbalah, so the Shabbos was not Kal, so they're also not yet to the Tzilah, because the whole thing was Bitoyah.
It's Shabbos.
No, so the Shabbos, we say that you're Yotzei Meirah. But Yotzei Meirah is still Shabbos. So then what was the whole problem on Matzah Shabbos? Matzah Shabbos, you have to have Shabbos Tazir Tzad. If you don't show Matzah Shabbos Tazir Tzad, you have to have Shabbos Tazir Tzad. And you don't consider that a Tazir Tzad, because the Riyadh doesn't allow any Tazir Tzad. If so, what was the cash in the first place? That's what you read. So what was the whole cash in the first place? If you don't show Matzah Shabbos Tazir Tzad, the Gemara says five lines into the wide lines. If you follow them, show Matzah Shabbos Tazir Tzad, you don't have to have Shabbos Tazir Tzad. I have to have Tazir Tzad. Don't have Tazir Tzad. The Shabbat Chag will allow you to daven from Matzah Shabbos. The Shabbat Chag will come out to say Atzolah. Not Tazir Tzad. There's not a Tazir Tzad. So what was the Kashi from Abaye?
That's the
Chatele. So the Pashtus is not like the Riyadh. The Hechlech is the Gemara. He's not going to fit into the Gemara. The Chatele is the Gemara. The Magen Avraham fits in very well, but nobody knows what the Magen Avraham talks about. Why should it be so? Why should it be so? The talk to the Dabin in Chamar in the same way. On the Dab, no one says it. There's a state of Lili the Brachas.
some of you are using by Rav Chaim Leiser's uncle. He was a rogue in Omaha in a basket by the slaughterhouse. Now, this daf, he quotes the big series of quotes. Magen Avraham Asher Shechter, he doesn't like any. Everyone finds difficulty with this Magen Avraham Asher Shechter. So he squeezes in between this chart, the way you develop it. The heklef, that's how you have to say. But it's still very schwer. It's not a glass of chart to me. Okay. Let's see, we already covered this one. Let's go quickly. I'm Rav Kiva Ravin. Rav Zonish al Shabbos, the era Shabbos. Rav had the practice. He used to do it all the time. Rav Yeshua Matzvish on the Tzoy Shabbos and Shabbos. That's only once in a long, long while if you have a big Shabbos and Chak. Otherwise, they're certainly not permitted. The Gaidim say that Rav Zonish al Shabbos also. He mentioned the Bantz is also only the Shabbos and Chak. Maybe Rav had very often a Shabbos and Chak. The Bantz said he didn't have wine. He heard the word wine. I can't tell my... But this was Tzoy Shabbos and Shabbos.
They're both together, so it could be that they look like they're going.
Because the second one is this only the Shabbat. Perhaps the first one is also only the Shabbat. The Gemara, Ashai, the last one is Shabbat, Shabbat. When he davened early, I'm a Kedush HaLakos, and I'm a Kedush HaLakos. Did he recite Kiddush HaLayayin when the sun was still shining? Oh no, maybe he only davened. But the Kiddush HaLakos, he had to wait till later. That's in my name. So Shema, the Omar Nachman, Omar Shmuel, the Spal Allah, and Shal Shabbos, there are Shabbos, the Yom Kiddush HaLakos, and we don't assume that it's a Machlis, the Rav Shmuel. We don't know that anybody disagrees, so we assume that everybody's Machlis with Shmuel, that you're allowed to say Kiddush HaLakos also. The Rilch is a Tavos, and let's talk it all off. What was the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara had the subject, whether I'm a Kiddush HaLakos, and I'm a Kiddush HaLakos. But the Pasha Pshad, so let's keep on saying all your tashis. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara was, when you might sit in the Chayel Ala Kodesh, should you assume that it's only meat bottles on the end, but you'll know that the Chayel Shabbos is only going to get to Yisra Malachi, or should you say no, because the Chayel Shabbos is Chab, and you get to all the mitzvahs on right? And then we want to admit, can you do your Yisra Kiddush, can you have Suda Shabbos, what about Yeshiva Nisuki, if it's Leon Suki, what about Simchas Yontes? The Tzid has a tshuva about the woman, that's how the Rav started off the shiur. And the Tzid has a tshuva in a Sefer Meshuv Dovar that the woman had been benched early on Erev Yontes, and then she got a telegram that a relative died, and she knew that the din is there to take off your shoes on Erev Yontes and you begin to observe Shiva, and when Yontes comes in, so she cancels the shiur. That's in the middle of Yontes, she gets a telegram that a relative died, takes off the shoes. Yontes does not, you have to wait till after Yontes is over, and then observe the whole Shiva. So this woman, it was before Shkia, but it was during her Zman, she was ready to come to Sefer Yontes. So then the Tzid has the Shaila, she was in Kabbal to Sefer Yontes. Does that mean that all the mitzvahs of Simchas Yontes were Chal also? So Simchas Yontes, so you can't ignore Avelus. Avelus is Simchas Taisid and Yontes. Well, she took off her shoes with Gornish Ver. So it's like observing Avelus on Yontes. Well, perhaps you should say no, that the Sefer Yontes is only coming to get to Yisra Malachim, it's not coming to get to the other mitzvahs of Yontes. But the Tzid has this Shulis. So that's what Rashi said, those stuff that Gemara is in Zayu. I'm a Kedush HaLakos, I am a Kedush HaLakos. That is exactly the Gemara itself. The Gemara says, Toshma Adrama Shmuel, Vahim a Kiddush HaLakot. What was the Maskanah of Gemara? The Gemara is Machliya, that when you Mekabal, so say the Shabbos, it's Kabbal to get to all the Dini Hayyad. You can hear it to the Shabbos, and you Mekabal in Sukkah and everything. And what about, let's say, you Mekabal to Mekabal HaLakot, you Mekabal Pesach early, but in one day on this Daf, in the Tosei HaRosh, you can eat your Kodin Pesach when the sun is still shining. You can drink out the kaisis, you can have lots of money, you can get shot, and that's just before the sunset. Yeah. There's one opinion in the sunset. And you can sit in the soup and everything, you can come to Pesach, and everything is with you. And then, Shukhanah, and then you heard, Balaila, that means, the Tchilas Hayom. You can't eat the Korban Pesach Hayom, in the daytime, you have to eat the Korban Pesach in the first half of Yom Tov. In Kabbal, Yom Tov early, that's called Balaila, that. The first half of Tez Lav Nisi, not the second half, the Yisrael Lav HaShachar, the first half. And then the Tezis we have in Sok, and the Yisrael Lav HaShachar doesn't quote this day. The Tezis of Yisrael Lav HaShachar, on this document, the Tezis of Yisrael, they quote all the sheep. So the other Bali Yisrael Lav told, no, that's out of the question. He, according to Tez, after earlier, about Yom. Say to Chazer, Shrach was about the Balayla, Balof HaYom, Tez Rav, and Balayla, Balof HaYom, Yudalit. Both are excluded, not just Balayla, Balof HaYom, Tez Rav. We exclude not the Balayla of the Yom Yudam, but it's also no good. So the Gemara only means for other mitzvahs are yet. In Sukkah, you can be yet to mitzvahs. Sukkah, Shalashud, it's other things. Everything you can be yet to mitzvahs. That's one day in Mishnah. Then Taisin has another day that it's not so. Taisin has another self and has another day yet. That you can say Kiddush, and maybe Kiddush Mokum Suda, you start the Suda,
But you have to make sure that you think as I saw Lila have to say that to Chavim. You wouldn't be able to do the Shabbos beyond the Mabodo. Because the Sefer Shabbos only happened to get the Mabodo. It doesn't happen to get to the Shabbos of Sayyid. And if you want to sit in the Sukkah, let's say you're done and they're only on Erev Yontif Sukkah, you come home, you've got to say Kiddush. How can you say? Because there are more that you can't say Kiddush. Because in Kiddush you say Leish Shabbat Sukkah. What kind of Leish Shabbat Sukkah? The sun is shining. There's no mitzvah Leish Shabbat Sukkah now. There's no mitzvah Leish Shabbat Sukkah. How can you say Baruch Leish Shabbat Sukkah? So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Sukkah, you have to wait to recite the Kiddush on Leil Sukkah so say the Chachamim, because otherwise you're going to have to delete the Leish Shabbat Sukkah. So delete it to say the Leish Shabbat Sukkah later. What's the problem? No, you want to enhance the Chashivas of Leish Shabbat Sukkah, then it should be Al-Akar. That's like the Shachyana can really say whatever you want, but the Gemara recommends you should save up the Shachyana that it should be Al-Ayayin. The Leish Shabbat Sukkah also we want to enhance it. So the Ramot says you should. Where did the Ramot get that cheated from? That's from that day in places in Arab Sochim. That even on a regular Shabbos, you can only be out to Kiddush during this manifest effort, but you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos, and you wouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchat Yontif in the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, and none of those mitzvahs play. So that's the shayla. If you hold like that day in places like the Ramah is machmen, but during this manifest effort, the only thing that's left is Chalpur, is Ramachim. So what were the two tzadim of Dibai, and what came to the conclusion that you can't say Kiddush? Wasn't that the Ibaya? Was it so Sefer Shabbos is only chaper to get to Malach and chaper to get to all this Sayyid? So we say, no, that was not, there was never a topic on that. It's only chaper to get to Malach and not the Shami Ten. So what was the Ibaya and Kiddush? What was Matkana that it is good? They have to say, no, the Gemara's Ibaya was a different thing. This is all here. The Sefer Shabbos is only going to get to Malach and not going to get the Shami Ten Sayyid. The Gemara's topic was, what is the status of Kiddush? Is Kiddush a function of Malach? That the purpose of Kiddush derayis, the Gedda Adin of Kiddush is the Din derayis is, demonstrate that the Shvisa and the Malach, that my Shvisa is the Shvisa and the Shvisa. That it should be like the Rambam writes, the Shvisa and the Keres.
Is it Machum
Suda? You have to start the Suda now, otherwise it won't be Kiddush and Machum Suda, but you have to finish, you have to get the Zayis later, after the Zayis come, otherwise you won't be Yerzi, right? So you have to start now. That what? That's your task. Quotes the Machlekes from the Taisus on the first half and Avik Sochim on Daph, where it is there, Tzadik Tesson of Eight, and they recommend one should be Machmet. One should not be Machlekes, Machlekes of Mishra. You should use the Ma'ad Adapkes either Kazayis or Kibetza, or Yetzin Kibetza, whatever the Shir is that you have to have with the Shabbat of Yantas. You have to be Ma'ad Adapkes to eat that Kishir of Taz. After they come, so there's a, yes, so there's a day, so that was Mach Mechashis for that Shikta by
Sukkah.
No, they quote the Yeshivas, they say the Rabchai and Briska had a cash on the Ramor. Rabchai understood the Ramor, the real thing like Rabchai. Rabchai understood the Ramor that the reason why you're not Yetzay Yeshiva B'Sukkah in Mavod Yom is because there's not Tezrov. Just like on Leil Tezrov a special din, Balayla, you can't fulfill it during Tezrov. So on Leil Tezrov Sukkah, you're only out to the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, but Leil Tezrov Balayla. Rakhaim said, but the rest of Chalamoid Sukkah is a Hamitzvah Tikkun Sukkah. And Chalamoid is saying Leishah B'Sukkah, so why does the Ramah not allow me to say Kiddush during Tein HaShemosh? When the sun is still shining. Let me say my Kiddush. The Leish Shabbat Sukkah is like Baruch, the Leish Shabbat Sukkah Chalamoy. I said, Zav, says Zav. Zav in Maharat, either Kazayis or bread, so Laila, I have to say, what's the Ramah's problem? Just Rabchai and Yechal and Ramah, what's the problem? So the Yeshivas, they say the problem was because the Ramah is Kodesh for this view in Tosfos that the Sefer Shabbos, the Yontif, is only Chalag Gabi Malach, it's not Chalag Gabi Shai Mitzvah at all. So you cannot say Leish Shabbat Sukkah is going to Zav, it's not the same thing in Chalamoy. It's not just the Ramah is worried about Tezrov Tezrov. If that was the whole problem, he wouldn't say you can't say Kiddush because of Leish Shabbat Sukkah. He wouldn't say Kiddush, say Leish Shabbat Sukkah, but make sure you eat a Kazayis. Pass by Laila, you have to say that Tezrov. You can eat now. It'll be eating now, but you'll be eating a Chalamoy Sukkah, but you won't be eating the Mitzvah of Achila, Laila Arishan, unless you eat a Kazayis by Laila. The Ramah says, no, the problem on the Leish Shabbat Sukkah. So the Ramah's Cheshish for this view of the Rishayim, that Tezrov is only Chalamoy Kabbish Alokh. Yeah. You're going to Rav Chaim, you can even bench, devote your own, and then eat again in the sukkah later on. No problem. But the Ramah was questioned for different things. You see, the Ramah was worried that there's an opinion of Rishonim that Tosef HaShabbos is only happening against the Melacha. So how do we understand the Gemara? So back then, you have to say, that was the Gemara's Yibayim. Whether this is given. The same time, so we have got the Melach, and that's what Rishonim is to say, like Simchat Yontif, like Yeshiva Bistukah, like everything, Avelis, everything, not Chal, the Gemara stuff, it was, where does Kiddush belong? Is Kiddush a separate thing for this Neyatma, in which case, it doesn't fit in during this Mahas Tosef, so should you say, no, Kiddush is not a separate mitzvah of Neyatma, Kiddush is a function of Melachet, to establish that the Shvitim of Melachet is the same Kiddush as Hayoim, so that's the nature of the mitzvah Kiddush. So since the Tosef Shams is Chal, the Gavim Melachet, so you are allowed to say Kiddush. That was Toshima, that Shmuel said, yes, that Kiddush is a function of Melachet. You can say that in the Yoshe Myers, and you're not getting to the Kiddush aspect of the Shmoneh. Maybe that was the Gemara design. Maybe you're not getting to Kiddush with all your own. So when you're down from Myers, God taught us Hashem to Hashem, he's only getting to the Mitzvah of Myers. Okay. That once you get to the Maskana, everything fits in. Maskana was that you may say Kiddush, and therefore it's a Maisha Shabbos. You're right. We've already... The Kiddush Deraita, you only write to the Jain, but still, like a Chacham on the Tzak, and you should say Kiddush Betzila, is a mitzvah of Kiddush, but the Rabbana. Right, and that's the Maisha Shabbos. If we already know the Maskana here, it's everything fits in well. What do you mean, Havdolah? Yes. See, what's the shayla about Havdolah? Because it didn't have a shayla about Havdolah. It might have a shayla about Kiddush. But Havdolah might just make the statement. Rashi points out on Chumash and Parshas Tazir Metzora, Vada Yesh and Mechutz Ma'achna Ma'ashova, that the Metzora is Meshtalei Chutz Legimu Ma'achna, that there are three Ma'achnos, the Chumash has in Ba'mizwar, and everyone who's Tamei is Meshtalei Chutz Ma'achna Shchina. No Tamei is permitted to enter the Azara, even if he has the lightest Tumah. He just touched the dead Sheretz, he's only a Rishonah Tumah, still is forbidden to enter the Azara. And Machna Levio, the Harabayit has the status Machna Levio, you're forbidden to enter only if you have the two Mahyot all of the Kufoy. Just have the two Masmadro, you touch the Sheretz, you would be permitted to enter a Machna Levio. Mishpaleh Chutzi Vishalayim, Chutzi Vayot, Amakar Vishalayim, Chutzi Shuvinun, so all the Mitzarayim are Mishtam. So the Gemara asks, Mishtano, why is Mishtano different from all of the other Tumayim, that he's not permitted to be in the Machna, the Rashi quotes from the Gemara, from the Medrash, because Sarat is a punishment for Lashon Hara. With his Lashon Hara, he ruined friendships and he ruined marriages. And he was not friendly to people, so the reason today you need a punishment is that we break him up from society and punish him, he has to stay separate from everybody. So Machshim Ha'elam, everybody has to catch him. What do you mean, Manish Tan and Sarat? Yes, to God. You allow lepers to live in the middle of the city. Of course not. It's a contagious disease. The Goyim didn't allow lepers to live. They used to have colonies. Go to colonies. They don't want the other people to get lepers. It's more is, not the son of the earth from all of the others. Why is Mishtaleh able to give a lepers? And give a simple thought about the Shittar. That's what all the Bali Musa point out, that the Gemara says that leprosy is a punishment that is not the Derech HaTeva. It's the Lamanu Ben HaTeva. It's the Derech HaTeva. It's only the Noreg HaNid, not the Noreg HaGoyim. Goyim have leprosy. The Goyim don't have Sarat. Apparently it's not. It's not the same thing, it's not identical. It's not a contagious disease. It's an Einish Menesh HaMayim that he has, for Hashem, for Lashon Hara, for Rechilas, but this is not contagious. If I'm the Baal Lashon Hara, you're not, I can kiss you and hug you and touch you and everything. It's not contained. You won't catch it. Him the Dabi, you won't catch it. That's what the Gemara is about. It. Manishtana, well, why do you send him out? It's not a contagious disease. That's not the Ezra. That's what the Gemara says, that this is the Mida Kedeg Mida. That's what the Belt says on the Gemara in the third parak in Marit Kavta. In the beginning of Hilchot Avelis, as all it is. So the Pasuk says, because of you, Karuvim, Roshi, you, Karuv, Asafam, Yah, to the Tomit HaMikra. So Rashi points out on that Pasuk, the Mitzorah has to observe, Mikta Simeone Avelis. Because of you, Karuvim, Yah, Tash, Kriya, Tugabim. So the Shadim has to read Kriya, the Torah Nima has a chidin, that a relative dies, so I take an old suit that I ripped free on 20 years ago and I put it on, so I now love the oil. The Gemara says, because of the Chaim Betamek, my walk around with the second Kuruwa. You have to actually be clear that you ripped for when your father died. You have to rip free again now when the new car dies. So the person walks around with the second Kuruwa that you ripped on a different occasion. So he goes along to Chaim with a mason. He's cheating the mason, he's not ripping clear, and he's fooling the people into believing that he was going to clear. No, but you have to rip clear to shame this mason. And while he even has, he rip clear thinking that his sister died, it turns out that it was a different sister, it was a brother, it was a father. You're not going to clear. You have to know who died, and the clear has to be to shame that person. What about by the Mitzvah? But that's a Shiloh. You know, Chaskinah and Mitzvah, Chaskinah, 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 it doesn't say he has to rip clear, it's just it's because of you, Frulin. You should wear to this in the begotten. Even if it's old ones that were ripped from some other occasion, it's okay. And others are not, others, the other are not so convinced that the Chidush is correct. If they look in the Rambam, it sounds in the Pashtus in the Rambam that the Mitzvah has to rip Kriya. Whatever it is, it's an aspect of our favorite. Pashtus Pshat perhaps is like the Rambam, but if you have to go early, you have to rip Kriya and Shenka. Who is the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is Choshev Kinei, and he's a Mitzvah himself. Like a Menuda, he's a Mitzvah himself, but he's considered Kinei. So the Pashtus says, the Rosh Hashanah Peru is not permitted to take a haircut like an uncle. Our Tzofim Yatsa has to observe our Tzifus HaRosh. We don't observe by our Velas, we don't observe our Tzifus HaRosh because none are there. Because that's said, because we'll be Mechik HaKulcha Tzul, we don't wear a hood over his head, people will live. But that's a Dinder Rabbonah, so it doesn't make sense, you don't observe it. Here, so you don't Dinder Raisa, then the Torah has to observe these Yeranim Baba Velas. So the Gemara has an Ibaya. We know that there's no Nihu Gavelis on Yom Tov because Yom Tov is a Chiyuv Simcha and Avelis is the fact that it's after the Simcha. The Gemara of Lashon is also, yes, it's the Rabbim, the Dohi, yes, it's the Yochid, Simcha, Yom Tov is an essay that Gunfall is all has. And Avelis is an essay to Yochid, so the essay of the Rabbim is in conflict with the essay of the Yochid, the essay of the Rabbim. The Gemara has an Ibai attacked by Avelis the Rabbonim. That's what you said. Somebody does Avelis the Rabbonim. What about Avelis the right of the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah has to be the Avelis, sort of Yufurum, Rosh Yufurum, and Shachim Yachid. So he observes his Avelis, I'm Yom Tov and Chalam Oid Anad. You say, also like that. Also, yes, it's the Rabbim, the Dohi, yes, it's the Yochid. Or maybe no, that's only by Avelis the Rabbonim. Maybe Avelis the right to go to the Mitzvah. It's Toshma, the Mitzvah brings a riot that he does observe. But even if Kangaroo, the Hatzaroo, the Rabbis Kangaroo, Kangaroo all year long, is a Tchila like Yom Tov, because he's in Yiddish all the time, he's always with Hashem. Kangaroo, Kol Hashem, Kul Naki, so the regal gum, and still the Pasuk is not, but if Kangaroo observes, he who gets a rag, but that's a proof that the Mitzvah has to present the Hukim Mitzvah even on the Dima Chalma. In other words, that when you say, oh, that's the Dima Chalma, that's only Avelis the Rabbon. But if you have this ill, Avelis the Raisis, call the Tikkur Rabbon, gain the right to Tikkur, Avelis the Rabbon, and start a mess, and Avelis the Raisis. Where? Where? Who? The Mitzvah. The original Dima Avelis the Raisis by the Mitzvah. And he observes Avelis. So the Avelis the Raisis has to be observed even on Yom. So Rashi, in commenting on that, he's more happy by it. Mitzvah, Mashi, and Sarakat, the Rego. So what is the Shaila? But the Rishonim say, is he not permitted to take a haircut because of Yom Tov, does he have to walk around with the Afidus HaRosh, does he have to wear the Tzivitim of Godlim on Yom Tov and Chalom Moed, and he say no, he's free. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, when you say the Mishnaleach, hoops the Gimel Machanai, the Rishonim, can he come home for Yom Tov? So the Belt, the Rishonim, is not saying, what do you mean, it's a contagious disease, who's going to let him in? So they say, no, it's not a contagious disease. The halacha that he's not permitted to enter the machane is just one of the nihugi avelus. It's one of the nihugi avelus. The other rishonim say afilo naniach kol zeh bechlal afilo naniach that it's not a contagion disease, and that's not the reason. But they still say the reason why he's mishtalech is not a nihugi avelus. That's kedusha tamachane. So the kedusha tamachane isn't going to be a problem even on Yom Tov also. With the goddamn with the long hair, that's avelus. But shiluach the name of the machane. It's because of the Machna. And Rashi holds no. Rashi holds no. She looked to Nayim, the Machna, Shkinat Machna Levir, that's because of the Kedusha Tamachna. But the Shiluach HaMetzera from Machna itself The Gemara in Rashi Chumash, the Gemara says, why Manishtano a Mitzrayim with more the others? Because he did an Avera Shehifrid, then Adam Lacharev and Ishmi Ishto.
Right.
This is an evil Gavera for him. This is a distorted Benoit. It's a new Gavera for him. Rashi holds that was the Gemara in Yisrael. This is also a new Gavera. But somehow all of the Mephoshim and the Gemara assume that, that it's not a contagious disease, and his Shigua, Kutba Matna, has nothing to do with the leper cowardice that they used to have.